of your face.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah. Well,
what day is it?
Monday.
Are you ready to go?
Today is Monday.
I will see you Monday.
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 Mr. Monday.
You've got every excuse to freak out.
Why are you freaking out?
I'm not going to freak out.
We are freaking out.
Don't freak out. I forbid anybody to freak out.
He's just freaked himself out.
It's showtime, everybody. Showtime.
Wow, why are you freaking out, man?
I mean, it is Monday. I'm kind of freaking out.
Monday morning, Dex and Steve-O.
Yeah.
We're live. It is 6:11.
The high today is 69 degrees.
What's the week look like? Gonna get hot?
Nope.
Any rain?
Yep.
Ooh.
Tomorrow's high is 56 degrees.
Yes, yes, yes.
Rain Wednesday, about 60 degrees. It's supposed to kick back up to 70 by Thursday, though. So just a short trip in the rainy city.
Cute.
Yeah.
20 days until Easter. Make plans to join us. Sunrise service. Be fun. Last year we did something different for sunrise service. They asked us to host, to MC, if you will. And it actually went very well.
Yeah.
So they've asked us to do it again. We're excited to wake up early and freeze for at least 2 hours.
It's going to be good, man.
It'll be great. It'll be great. It'll
that
be
day is going to be crazy, man.
They've announced who's playing, right? Jordan Felice. Oh, it's on the billboard, I guess.
Yeah.
Jordan Felice. We got to hang with Jordan.
We did.
On Thursday down in Las Cruces.
That was a lot of fun. If you missed it, we actually interviewed him on Facebook Live. So get to Star 88FM on Facebook. And you can watch it. We had some fun, man.
Yeah, I kept staring at his hair.
I kept mentioning Teo. And I said, Teo, go see this video. I don't think he saw it.
He didn't watch it?
I feel like he would have commented.
Oh. Man.
Yeah.
That was fun. We had a great time in Las Cruces. We went out to dinner with the Lopez family and the Pool Boy family.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to meet a bunch of you guys in Las Cruces that we've never met before, so thank you so much.
Boom!
Beautiful city, guys. Beautiful city. That morning we broadcasted on Thursday morning was just perfect.
Yeah.
There was no wind. It was 70 degrees outside. And then, what, around 11:30, the wind just kicked up.
We were dumb
and
kept saying, oh, this is going to be great. Weather says it's going to be windy, but it's so clear. There's no way, not a cloud in the sky. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Never experienced wind like that before.
Yeah, so we were planning on broadcasting outside the event.
Yeah.
From 4 to 7, but we couldn't do it because of the wind.
It was so crazy, man. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So thanks again, everybody, for coming out.
A lot of fun.
Making that a great show. I kind of wish we would have stayed and watched Blink 182 and The Naked and Famous.
I don't talk about it.
Why didn't we plan that better? I don't know.
I know.
Anywho, big show today. We have an actor on the show.
Dude, I'm freaking out excited. His name is Ernie Hudson.
Yeah, and you might remember Ghostbusters back in the day.
Oh, man.
Ernie Hudson.
Yeah, dude, Winston, bro. Winston Zeddemark. However, honestly, I really, really, really just want to talk to him about The Crow.
I didn't even realize he was in The Crow when you said that earlier.
Sergeant Albrecht. I have a crow tattoo on my back.
Did he get killed by the crow?
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Nope. No, he's the good guy. He's the cop. He's the one that
was
like...
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
He was the cop that, like, investigated the case of the deaths. And, oh, he was such a good dude.
Okay.
In fact, I was reading an interview about how that's one of his, as far as it goes... favorites that he's ever been a part of.
Oh,
so I want to talk to him about that because I want to know. I mean, immediately everybody thinks Ghostbusters. I want to know what his favorite is. Also, he's a believer. So I no we kid. Can talk. Yeah. So
well, it's kind of sad because I'm pretty sure his new Fox series APB is going to get canceled.
Yeah.
I'm hanging in there. I'm caught up on APB, but man, it's kind of one of those shows when I don't have anything to watch. Okay. I'll watch it. I mean, it could be great. I don't know. It just isn't quite there. Mm. And he plays Captain Ned Conrad on APB. So he's going to call in and hopefully convince you guys to tune in and watch it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get canceled. What else we got going on this morning? What is the most popular soda ever? Ever.
Coca-Cola.
Ever. I think you'll be surprised at the list.
Really?
We'll do that coming up in the news.
I feel like it has to be Coca-Cola because people use that term for everything, even if they want. And maybe that's just a New Mexico thing, but it's like, hey, man, can I get a Coke? And then you bring them like a Coke and they're like, oh, no, I meant the yellow one. What's that? Mountain Dew. That's what I wanted.
And you see
like,
Coke signs Coke. Everywhere. You see Coke just everywhere on the side of buildings.
Yeah.
That's the one I would think. You don't see Pepsi very often. I mean, they've done a great job branding Coke.
Yeah.
Is it number one? We'll find out. Coming up in headlines here in a little bit. Join a gym. Maybe that's closer to you because if you don't, you're probably not going to go.
Oh, dude, we got to talk about this because I do not live soups close to my gym.
No, not at all.
This weekend was a rough one.
You made it, though, man.
Week 5 of the Open.
Proud of you.
Hadn't been all week. And I only made it because I have a stupid text group that wouldn't leave me alone.
Ugh. Yeah. But you did it, man. You did the Open.
I did.
You did every single Open.
Yep. All 5 of them.
That's great. That's an accomplishment.
I was done.
Are you going to do it next year?
I might not. I just might stop working out until next year.
Oh.
Yeah. Just want to see what that's like, just to take a year
off. Are
you going
to go to the gym today?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I brought my gear.
I haven't been since Tuesday last
week.
Yeah,
you got it. You got to go.
I'm walking up my stairs, and I'm just winded.
Speaking of, I almost died walking down my stairs today.
Were you on your phone again, not paying attention?
No, it was pitch black because, you know, it's so early in the morning. The sun's still not up. And my kids decided, just in case, like, the zombie apocalypse happened, they were going to leave all of their Nerf guns on the stairs.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, seriously. I'm, like, walking. It's dark. I've got my gym bag. I'm, like, going down the stairs. And all of a sudden, because my shoes are, like, we have shoes in the garage and, like, by the front because we don't really wear shoes in the house. So I'm just in my socks. And as it is, walking down the carpet stairs and there were 2, like, giant Nerf guns.
Oh.
Like, just across a whole stair.
They booby-trapped you.
They did, dude, because I'm surprised that nobody, like, ran down to check on me at 4 o'clock in the morning. Because I seriously, and tumbled all the way down the stairs, cracked my elbow.
You didn't wake them up and say, go pick up that Nerf gun!
Oh, dude, I wanted to. Instead, I just sighed really heavily and grunted and grabbed them and threw them into the toy room.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with toys anymore.
Oh,
my kids
so
are old
mad.
Enough, they don't have toys anymore.
Which is kind of weird because 2 of our kids are like the same age, but yeah.
I still have toys. I mean, yeah. Most of the toys in the home are your toys.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. My wife, I believe, purposely sets up booby traps for me every
night.
Dude,
it was my first booby trap. I almost died. Almost died. Couldn't do the show today, guys, because of death.
Yeah. I don't know if your kids were trying to kill you. Leslie's trying to kill me. She's trying to cash in on that insurance plan.
Do you have an insurance plan?
Sure, man. Like 50 G's or something.
50 G's?
Yeah, that's huge.
That's not worth anything.
I know, right?
You're like, it's huge.
At she least 27 G's. Grand, man. It's going to pay for my casket.
Yeah. Well, my body's getting donated to Saints.
Okay.
So they don't have to buy a coffin or anything.
Oh,
my funeral will be real cheap. But yeah, my wife, back when we first got married, when we get into arguments or fights, she would hide one of my shoes.
Oh.
So I'd get up in the morning to try to go to work and I couldn't find my other shoe.
Yeah.
I found it in the bathtub. I found it in the closet, stuffed behind things. I found it in the garage. It would take me 20 minutes to find the other shoe.
Man.
She would hide all of my shoes, too. I'd have like three pairs, and she'd just hide just one of each shoe. Chris, you ever do stuff like that to you?
I don't know if it's on purpose. But I do, like, in my world, everything has a place, and I know where everything is. And then she'll start, like, cleaning stuff. And yeah. It's like, where is this? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I put it away. You know, and it's like, but like, I knew where it was. Like, that was where right. It's, but that's not where it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Leslie does the same thing. Drives the kids nuts. You can't leave your stuff out. That's the rule. Or mom will hide it.
Yeah.
Not on accident.
On purpose.
Oh, man. 585 Live. That's our live line number if you'd like to text in.
Yeah.
And talk to us throughout the show. How's your Monday out there, Starmie? How you feeling? What's your mindset like? Did you do anything cool over the weekend?
I had a daddy day yesterday.
You did? You had a daddy day? Oh, I saw some pictures that you posted.
It's pretty stoked, man, because it was like a couple baseball games for Luke in the morning. He went 6-for-6.
No way.
Yeah. Handful of RBIs. At one point, his team was down by, I think, 4 runs, and he kicked off. Man, clutch hit to
really?
Kick off this inning, and they ended up scoring like 6 runs that inning. Took the lead. Never. Yeah, they went 2-0 yesterday. Got 2 wins.
That's great.
And AAA too. They're in the top of their game. You know, like they're in the best bracket, if you will.
Wow.
So playing some really good teams, and they won both of their games. Yeah. 6-for-6, man.
Good for him.
So I'm like posting videos. I'm happy. And then I'm like, man, I'm sunburned. Let's go home and rest. Or go to the park and play more baseball.
Yeah, I saw Brody hit that pitch you threw.
Man, out. Right over my head. I'm like filming, thinking he's going to miss it.
Yeah.
We were hitting off the tee. And he's got a really cool little t-ball coach who's like showing him stuff, man. So he's like, hands together.
Yeah.
Choke up a bit. And then he says, bat on your elbow. On your shoulder. And then, boom! And so I'm like, all right, let's try this with real pitching.
And he nailed it.
He crushed it. Eye on the ball, man. He saw it all the way. And like, it zoomed right past my head.
You know really how crazy that is for a kid that's 4 years old to be able to do that?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I was pretty stoked.
Brody's going to be, he's going to be this stud, man, when he starts baseball.
And he's got two big brothers who love to help him.
Yeah.
So like, that was it. We were
he grew up on the baseball field.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves baseball.
Jeez.
So we did that, and then...
He's going to be breaking bats over his kneecaps.
Dude.
Do they still do that?
Well, they're metal now.
Oh, they don't have wooden bats?
All the way up until, college.
So. They don't have wooden bats anymore?
No, I mean, you can. We were using a wooden bat yesterday just because we wanted to have some fun.
Yeah.
So we had a wooden bat, but that's Jack's. Yeah.
No. Nothing like feeling that pine in between your hands.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was fun. So we did that, and then we're like, we're going to go hat shopping.
Yeah.
We went.
Y'all got shopping. New hats? What
we
that's
all
about?
Got new. It was like, well, I don't know. It was buy one, get one half off.
Oh, that's okay. We there you go.
And then they were all picking like, well, I just want this one. And I'm like, yeah, you do. Because it was on sale for like 10. Now that means it's only 5. Yeah.
That's cool.
It was actually a pretty cheap outing. I hadn't been to the mall in so long.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
I've been there recently.
Really?
Yeah, my daughter loves the mall.
Ooh.
So we go on, every time we go out on a date, it's
can we go the mall.
And she just thinks it's the greatest thing in the world to walk around and have me buy her things.
Dude, I was getting so frustrated at the 12-year-olds vaping.
That's true.
Because it's just like cotton candy everywhere. And I'm like, come on, man. Yeah. Come on.
Uh-huh.
You're 12. How can you do that, but you can't even buy nail polish yet?
Right?
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know how the mall's still open.
Dude.
I don't get it.
It's weird. And they keep remodeling it. I was so confused because we went to Coronado and it's different already than it was before. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
That's, I guess, the only way they can kind of keep up is
making it like reinventing it, making
right?
it look cool.
I guess.
Mm.
But yeah, it was packed last time I went.
Yeah, dude. It was crazy packed yesterday. I felt bad because we were there like right at closing, so we'd be like going around and stores would have the gate half down. We're like, well, it's only half down. We're going in.
You're that family.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, just need to shop for 20 more minutes.
We will play some audio. Remember Blossom?
Yeah.
She what is she like? She's a scientist, isn't she? She's a neuroscientist.
A neuroscientist?
Yeah, she's a neuroscientist. And she's an actress. You remember her as Blossom in the 90s.
I remember her as an actual scientist in The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah. I've never watched that show.
Oh, really? She's Sheldon. Well, I haven't watched it in years, but I'm like, she was dating Sheldon.
Oh, she was one of the main characters or what?
Yeah, she's still on it.
Oh. Well, she released a video, and she's asking everyone to stop doing this little thing. It's just little. Please stop referring to adult women as girls.
Wait, what?
Please stop referring to adult women as girls.
Well, no, I heard you. I just... How old is an adult?
18.
That's an adult? So once you turn 18, you can't call them girl?
No.
What about Supergirl? Supergirl's a grown-up. She calls herself Supergirl.
Well,
they're on the same network, I think, too.
Oh, man.
She's going to get in trouble.
I don't know. Maybe she talks about it. We'll play that for you and see if we can get down with that. Because, as you know what? Hey, if you don't want to be called a girl, I won't call you a girl.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. What if it's spelled G-U-R-L? Girl.
Girl.
Hey, baby girl. What if they're grown-up dudes and you call them baby girl?
Maybe,
I call her. I like baby girl.
Baby girl.
And baby girl.
Baby girl.
Speaking of, we got a shout out on email form, studio@star88.fm. If you'd like to chime in, Alizé chimed in and
what
said,
up, girl?
Today is my B day. Can you make a birthday shout out to Alizé?
Alizé
turning 11 years old. You guys are the best. Have an awesome day. That is the best.
Yo
name.
Yo dog.
And I hope I'm saying it right. A L Y Z A E. Is that Alizé?
Alizia.
No, Alizia.
Alizia.
Now you got me all confused because I was like, it looks like Alizé.
It's Alizia.
It's
nasal spray for your flu symptoms. Alizia.
Alizai. Alizé.
Thank you so much for listening. Happy
Alizé!
Birthday.
Alizé! Yay! That's the way I'm going to say it.
Alizé!
Birthday shout out, Alizé. Going out to you, girl. I called a girl.
Girl. How old is she?
But she's 11 years old, so it's cool. Me and Billick said not to call you, girl. But we're going to anyway.
Good morning, Starmy. Monday.
What is this jam?
I don't know. No idea. I just liked it, and I thought I'd throw it in. Did you see the 90s concert tour that's coming to town?
Oh, did I see? Some my boy Clopez was like, dude, you know we got to see Naughty by Nature.
And back, I'm
like,
street, back.
I've already seen him. I saw him with Biggie Smalls back in the day. I really did. I'm going to that show, man. Are
I know.
You kidding
I
me?
Saw it, and I was like, oh, Steve on Leslie, they are going to be there.
Dude, Mark McGrath's on it.
I know. All right. When we come back, we'll check traffic and we'll do some headlines. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
They are going to the Final Four for the first time in school history. The Gonzaga Bulldogs crushing Xavier 83-59.
1 second left. And that'll do it.
Police in Cincinnati are asking anyone with information to come forward after gunfire erupted inside a nightclub.
A shooting aboard a double-decker bus on the busy Las Vegas Strip.
President Trump telling Obamacare opponents not to worry that a repeal will come.
Vice President Pence deliver remarks to the annual gathering of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Committee.
Thunderstorms cross parts of the southern plains. This follows Friday's destructive storm that blew through northern Louisiana.
Thousands of protesters gathered in Moscow and other cities chanting down with Putin.
Still enchanting moviegoers.
What did you do to it?
Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast, number one at the box office for a second straight weekend.
In Syria, Islamic State extremists are warning residents of their stronghold in Raqqa to leave before a dam breaks.
Man's best friend could one day play a part in the screening process for cancer.
The dogs were not only accurate, they were 90% accurate on the first run of testing 31 samples. The second run, they were 100% accurate.
An Al-Qaeda leader killed in a U.S. counterterrorism strike in Afghanistan.
A small plane crash in Alabama takes the lives of two adults and two teens.
The committee that selects the leader of Hong Kong has chosen Carrie Lam as its new chief executive. She's the first female leader of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory and was backed by Beijing.
637, hello.
High today of 69 degrees. While the left lane is closed, Huantabo Boulevard between Montgomery and Spain. Some construction going on there. There's some construction happening. Roadway reduced to one lane. That's 12th Street between Indian School and Manal. No accidents reported this time. Why don't you look at traffic?
Traffic!
Welcome to the show. Dex and Steve-O. How's your Monday? Doing all right out there?
It's good, man.
585 Live, you can text us. You can call in at 338-3700.
Yep.
Today is the 86th day of the year. 20 days until Easter. How old is Mariah Carey today?
Oh, gosh. 48.
47!
Dang it!
Quentin Tarantino celebrating.
48.
54!
Dang it.
Now, if you don't get this, Chris is going to be really mad at you. Richard Castle. Nathan.
Oh, wow.
Fillion. Yeah.
44.
46.
Dang it.
You call yourself a Castle fan.
I'm not a Castle fan.
Never seen Castle.
You haven't?
I wish. They don't stream them anywhere.
Nah. It was fun.
Yeah?
It's very formulaic, but it was fun. I love Nathan Fillion, though. He's such a great dude.
Is that a I don't even know what it's about. Is it? Are they secret agents? Are they spies? Are they?
No, it's kind of a fun
superheroes.
Premise. So Stanya Katic, who I follow on Instagram, shout out. She played a detective in New York City, and Richard Castle was this like author who wrote all these crime detective novels, and he was writing this new novel, and so he wanted some like inspiration on this character. For his next novel, so he starts shadowing this New York police officer.
Mm.
And that's it. That's literally the show, because then all of a sudden it's like...
Then he becomes a
kind
part of the team or what?
Yeah, kind of. He gets to shadow him, and then he decides he's going to stick around because the book becomes like number one or something. I don't remember.
Huh.
So basically it was like 8 seasons of like him tagging along and then becoming his own private investigator because he's really good at it. And
yeah.
He would help solve crimes because he'd be think as a writer and not as a cop. So it'd be like, well, if I were writing this story, this.
Yeah. Wow. I kind of wish I would have never have asked you. Kind of bummed right now.
Sorry, man.
I don't have really any desire to watch it now.
Okay. You don't have to. It was canceled. So.
Well, I mean, 8 seasons is a pretty good run.
Yeah, but the ending was pretty terrible, in my opinion.
Ugh, really?
Because I think they wanted to keep going, and then originally they were going to keep going without her, Kate Beckett's character. Mm. And fans rioted. So instead they were like, okay, we're just going to end the show here. And it was this terrible...
Did he die?
No, I think one of them should have, and they were going to because they were both like bleeding out, you know? I'm dying, but we're married and I love you and I'm dying.
Oh, he married her?
Yeah, they got married. And then it was like fade to black. And then all of a sudden it was like 6 years later and they're just like in a kitchen cooking.
They got
and
a happy ending.
They have kids and stuff. And it was like, what? Come on.
How did you want it to end?
I think it was supposed to end with that fade out and you didn't know. And then next season it would have been revealed. One of them ate it.
So, you know what? Maybe they could bring it back one of these days.
Nah.
Like Prison Break.
Too late.
Prison Break is back.
They already gave it the sappy ending, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for saving me.
What'd you say, homeboy?
Hey, how many of you guys are fans of comic books?
Huh.
How many of you guys are fans of video games? Okay. Well, boy, do I have a movie for you. Because we happen to have the first trailer for the new Justice League movie that looks like a video game.
We have to be ready. You, me, the others. There's an attack coming.
That's Batman talking.
Far away.
Not coming, Bruce.
That's Wonder Woman.
You're ruining the trailer.
It's already here. The others.
Ooh.
Where are they?
He's talking about Aquaman. Yeah. That's Aquaman.
Arthur Curry.
The Aquaman. Yeah, that's what I said.
Organic and biomechatronic.
Oh, that's Cyborg.
Parts.
Okay. I watched the trailer twice. Because the first time I watched it, I was thinking, man, this looks really cool, but
I thought
the same thing. I was sitting there going, man, it really looks cheesy.
I watched it a couple times and was like, oh no. Like, I got more nervous and more upset about it.
See, the second time I watched it, it didn't, I liked it a lot more.
I watched it again last night with the kids who hadn't seen it, and I enjoyed it a ton more just to enjoy the kids, specifically Brody, though. Like, when Cyborg came on the screen.
Yeah, he looks cool.
He lost his mind. Cyborg! And I think it's just because of Teen Titans Go. But he lost his mind. And then it was like Aquaman, and the boys were like, ha ha ha! And Chrissy, like, they're all freaking out on it. And I'm like, but it looks like a video game.
Well,
and the Flash has armor, guys.
Yeah.
The Flash is wearing armor, and it just looks...
Yeah, I know.
I love Ben Affleck. But I want to see like a gritty Batman movie. And this looks like a video game.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it'll be fun.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. I hope it'll be more fun than Batman versus Superman.
Oh, that's not hard.
That was no fun.
I mean,
that was just like, ugh.
I think we can count on that.
I hope so.
Because we got a lot of great
characters. We can't count on anything. It's Zack Snyder again, man.
But we got a lot of great characters.
So we had a lot of great characters in Watchmen. That one actually wasn't bad.
Yeah.
He did 300. He did Sucker Punch, which was basically watching a video game.
Yeah,
did
right?
you see Sucker Punch?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was seriously like, I want to do this movie with robots
I
and
actually
ninjas.
Really
liked
that
and,
movie.
Yeah. Of course. It's like
300, great movie.
Yeah. It's all eye candy. And so this movie, I was really hoping, I don't know, Affleck to me is such a, I can't believe I'm going to say this. He's just a great actor now.
Yeah, he's above that.
He does great movies now. And this, all of a sudden, it's like, I don't know. I love Momoa. He looks good as Aquaman, even though that does not look like Aquaman.
Well.
That's not my Aquaman.
Well,
just saying.
Looks like me with my shirt off.
Okay.
That's what I thought when I watched the trailer. In my mind.
Oh, yeah, so we'll see. I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fun to take the kids to. It looks so over the top.
We'll see.
Okay. The public memorial for Carrie Fisher and her mom, Debbie Reynolds, on Saturday included an appearance by R2-D2, a speech by Carrie Fisher's former boyfriend, Dan Aykroyd, and a new song by family friend, James Blunt. We have a clip.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, beautiful.
Tail? Is that Tail?
Yeah. I have no idea what's happening on the live line.
Why?
People are just talking about that trailer, man.
Oh.
Shout out to the Teen Titans Go fan. somebody calls their wife Lil Mama. Hey, Lil Mama.
Lil Mama.
That's Beast Boy's thing. Unfortunately, Shaquille O'Neal isn't actually a flat earther. We talked about this last week and made us all sad because we're like,
hey, I'm Shaq.
Yeah.
Earth is flat.
Let me play some of this from the podcast when he announced that, well, he's a flat earther.
What did you make of the Kyrie stuff?
I don't, it's true. The earth is flat.
Shaq, what are you talking about?
The earth is flat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is. There's three ways to manipulate the mind. What you read, what you see, and what you hear.
Okay. Conspiracies.
In school, first thing they teach us is, oh, Columbus discovered America.
He goes on and on. He does. And he sounds so serious.
Yeah. Convinced that the earth is flat. Well, a lot of people started mocking him after that. And last we left off, it was like, no, man, Shaq says the earth is flat. Well, he was quoted this weekend to say, hey,
I was joking, you idiots.
That's like
it's April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
No, well, it's not. It's March 27th.
This actual quote. I was joking, you idiots. Okay. End quote. Okay.
Yeah, I think he decided. I bet his people said, Shaq, you need to probably tell everybody you were joking. His agent, his peeps said, you need to stop talking about flat earth. Yeah. That's what happened.
Speaking of people saying stupid things, do we have audio of this?
No. Okay, there wasn't good. Audio. It was all on social media.
Whew. Okay. Because I'm like, I feel like I'm about to jump through the article and strangle somebody. Arnold Schwarzenegger attended the Special Olympics World Games in his home country of Austria last week, and he posted a message about how inspiring the athletes are. Well, that's when some troll decided to let loose. This is on Arnold Schwarzenegger's social media. He's talking about how incredible the Special Olympics are, and I'm going to quote this. So I apologize if this offends, because it's ridiculous.
You're going to say the word?
No.
Okay.
Quote, the Special Olympics makes no sense. The Olympics are for the best athletes in the entire world to compete against each other to determine who is the best. Having our word competing is doing the opposite, end quote. Dude. So Arnold's talking about how great the Special Olympics are.
Yeah.
And this dude says this, uses the R word. Oh, man. Well, thankfully, Arnold, man, I wish he could have been in a room with them, because I'd love to see the Terminator in action. Man. I guarantee you these athletes have more courage, compassion, brains, and skill. I don't want to do an Arnold voice because I'm really serious about this. He called the man evil and stupid. Said, I guarantee you, these athletes have more courage, compassion, brains, and skill. Actually, more of every positive human quality than you.
Wow.
You could learn from them and try to challenge yourself, to give back, to add something to the world. Or you can stay on your path and keep being a sad, pitiful, jealous internet troll who adds nothing to the world but mocks anyone who does out of small-minded jealousy. Dude.
That is the best way to fire back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, man.
That was great. He couldn't have said it any better.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so true. I mean, there's so many trolls out there.
Yeah.
Who, I don't even know if they're young kids. I mean, most of them are probably young kids. Some of them, I'm sure, adults. But there's definitely something going on with you when you post something like that. You know, you got some issues.
Like, what are you trying to do with that statement?
Yeah.
Thank you, Arnold. Yeah, dude.
I loved what he said.
Dude, he continued. He said, I know what you really want is attention, so let me be clear. If you choose to keep going this way, no one will ever remember you.
Yes.
Gosh.
That's so true.
Way to let him have it. Moving on. This kind of bums me out. You know, we tend to latch on to celebrity. And poor celebrities can burn out. Well, what if you're a 13-year-old celebrity and one of the biggest stars in the world right now? That would be Millie Bobby Brown. She plays 11 on Stranger Things and is one of the raddest people on the planet. But unfortunately, this last week, she had to cancel an appearance at Collective Con. It's a pop culture event in Jacksonville, Florida. She had to bail on it at the last minute because, quote, she was exhausted. She went on to apologize in a video on Instagram where she said,
hey guys, I've never had to do one of these videos before, but I have had to cancel a Comic-Con last minute, which is something I've never done, and I'm planning on never doing again. I just think I've worked too hard, and I have to rest, as I've had a really long shoot, and I'm still filming Stranger Things. I'm sorry to everyone who was going, and I promise you guys I'm going to get back to you. I love you guys all. Thank you so much for your continued support, and thank you.
Man, that bums me out to hear. I mean, 13 years old.
She's like, filming Stranger Things, doing all these conventions, appearances, magazines, like everything that she's doing. She's 13.
She shouldn't have to apologize at all.
Her parents should apologize.
Yeah.
Dude, you're running her ragged.
But here's the thing. I mean, kudos to either her for stepping up and saying, I'm taking a break, or her parents putting their foot down and saying, no, you need a break. Yeah. You're going to get sick. You get burnt out.
Yeah, we need her healthy for Stranger Things, man.
Yeah, I can't imagine what they put those kids through.
Just rest, bro. I mean, season two.
Well, if you think about it, you know, I mean, kids, they don't start working till 16, 17, 18 years old, usually. And
24, 25 after college. I mean,
it just depends, really. And then you have these kids who are anywhere from, you know, being 4 years old to 13, like her. And if you've ever worked on set, that is not easy work.
No.
That is tough. I gained so much respect when I got to sit in on a day when they were filming Manhattan.
Right.
And I got to see how the whole process worked. And, oh, man, it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
There was tons of mosquitoes
grueling hours.
And they were just doing scene. I mean, they had to do the same scene 10 to 12 different times.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then you got to reshoot it from different angles. Yeah. You got it. Yeah.
So I'm glad that she's taking a break.
Yeah. Speaking of the film industry, guess what was number one at the box office again?
Let me think about this.
Let's guess.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Another huge weekend for Beauty and the Beast, to no one's surprise. It had a crazy weekend, taking in $88.3 million. In its second week, if that gives you any indication of how good it's doing. Power Rangers actually had a respectable opening, came in second place at $40 million.
Wow.
Half what Beauty and the Beast took in.
Jeez.
Life, the new sci-fi flick starring Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal, finished fourth with $12.6 million. And Chips bombed.
Oh, is that the opening weekend for Chips?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bombed.
Is that bombing, though? Because I kind of feel like that's...
7 million.
I think that's pretty good for a movie, a comedy.
I mean, Kong Skull Island took in 14 million in its third week. That's twice as much as Chips took in.
Yeah, what did it cost him? $2 million to make that movie?
You want to see Chips?
I think it looks kind of funny.
Gosh, you and Chrissy are the same person. Every time I see the trailer, I just want to punch myself in the face. I also never watched the TV show.
I've never seen it.
Okay, so did Chrissy.
But it wasn't a comedy. The TV show wasn't a comedy.
What you're talking about. Yeah, I have no
idea. It was a serious show.
Hey, will you take Chrissy to see that movie?
Sure, man.
Okay, cool, man. Yeah. Thanks. Oh, just do that for me, please. Beauty and the Beast, $88 million. Power Rangers number two. Kong came in third. Life was four. And Logan came in fifth, rounding out the top five. It's up to $201 million, Logan.
Gosh.
I know.
I really need to go see some of these movies.
Okay. This last week, we went on a road trip to Las Cruces, and I found the most common distractions when we're driving.
Number one. Pranking.
Okay, I don't know.
Pranking, that's the number one, isn't it?
If you missed it, get to our Instagram, at Star88FM, had a chance to prank Dexter. And it wasn't even a prank. It was DJ Bossman Dan.
Yeah,
but he really were, like, snoring in the backseat. And Daniel's like, hey. And he was safe, which was great, because we're on the freeway, and Heidi was traveling behind us in the van. And so it's like, I'm going to move over into this lane so that there's no one behind us, and I'm going to hit the brakes, and let's just scream on three, because you were out.
I think I had just passed out, too. I was out cold. I was listening to a podcast, and I just...
Yeah.
And just enjoying the back seat, because that's the best place to be.
It was Daniel's idea, too.
Yeah, of course it was.
I was just sitting there, like, staring out the window blankly, realizing I don't like talking. And
that guy just wants to prank everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty excellent. You've got to get over to Instagram to check it out. We posted the video there at Star 88.
Almost gave me a heart attack.
When do we have Ernie Hudson? Don't we have him like right at 7?
7:40.
I thought it was right at 7.
No, man, 7:40.
Are you sure?
That's what I got here. 7:40.
I'm pretty sure we got him straight up at 7.
All right. Well, read your things. We got to go to break.
Okay.
I'll check.
Oh, no. I was checking right now. Oh, I mean, I don't want to keep reading and then all of a sudden find out, wait, we have him at a different time.
Here, you know what? Well, here's one that says 7.
That's weird. Pretty sure we got him at 7.
Where did I get the...
I don't know. 7 o'clock. Cool. We got to take a break.
Hold on a second.
2 minutes away from Ernie Hudson.
Hold on.
No time. Take a break.
Nope. There was another one.
7 a.m. right here. That's because they had to move it.
They moved it?
7 a.m.
Oh, man.
Got an email right here comes from our boy Robert on Friday. Friday, like 2 days ago Friday. Right there, 7 a.m. Go ahead. 7 a.m.
All right.
7 a.m.
Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break then.
I'm so glad. Coming up, I'll talk about the most common distractions when we're driving.
So glad you're here to keep me in check.
585 Live, Ernie Hudson. Ghostbusters. You remember Ghostbusters? He'll be joining us when we come back.
Gosh! David Levin!
How you guys doing?
Dude, fantastic. I feel like it's been way too long, man.
It has been way too long.
What have you been doing? Where have you been?
I know, right? What's new?
I don't know.
So I got my press invite for New York Comic Con and put in for it. I already bought my plane ticket, so I will be seeing you. I'll see you in October, my friend. And
yeah,
I'm trying to get Dexter to go with me. He keeps
working on it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well. You should come sooner. Meanwhile, who are you going to call?
Oh, hey,
I got Ernie for you. Ernie Hudson. Hold on, I'll put you through.
Thanks, David.
Okay, guys, you are on with Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ernie. Welcome to Albuquerque.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Man,
well, thanks.
We are so, I mean, of course, as you launch into the show with us, you got the Ghostbusters music in the background.
No, I don't. Don't tell him that. He doesn't want to hear that.
That's what you're playing. Of course, of course. Because that's what everybody, oh, dude, Ernie Hudson, it's Winston. I was like, I was a kid. It's one of the greatest movies of all time. But here's the thing. Right off the bat, I got to ask you, because I feel like that's what you're most known for, right, is playing Winston. And he's iconic. But what is
I certainly get more references to Ghostbusters than anything else.
Right. So if you could, like, what is your proudest piece? Like, what is your personal favorite? Like, this is my jam.
Oh, the work that I've done. I just like the work. So I guess they're all kind of in there together. You know, there's some I like, obviously, better than... Only because I felt I could be a little more effective in some, and some I felt like I couldn't do what I wanted to do at all. So, you know, but, Ghostbusters is cool. But, yeah, you know, I like the hand watch, the Krill. I like the Crow. I like Congo. You know, there's, but all for different reasons.
Yeah. Ernie, I gotta say, because you mentioned, I'm gonna nerd out for a second. I actually have a tattoo on my back, because I'm a big old nerd, of the Crow. And almost 24 years ago to the day, which is kind of crazy to me, Brandon Lee, passed away on set. It'll be 24 years in 2 days. It'll be 24 years, since that. Since that happened. But, I gotta ask what it was like working on that film, because it's funny, because as a Christian, I don't know, it resonates with me something crazy, like, for, and I don't know why, but I'd be curious to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, Brandon was a really sweet guy, and I met him about 8 years before we did the movie, and, you know, I consider him a friend, and then when the film came up, he wanted me to play this role. But I just really thought he was just such a great young man with a lot of potential. And when the accident happened, it was just, it's still unsettling. And, but I loved working with him. I loved his spirit. I just thought he was just a very kind, giving guy. And, you know, there's a line I read in a film once that said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. I just remember Brandon had so, you know, he had a three-picture deal he had just signed. He was getting married. He had just bought a
course, you are calling in to talk about this show on Fox called APB.
Dex, you've seen every episode.
And I got to tell you, Ernie, I'm all caught up. I've watched all the episodes.
Okay, good.
I'm definitely.
Yeah, you say which ones are you most proud of? But I really love this show, and I love being a part of it. I think it took a while to kind of get our rhythm. Yeah. But I just think I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, we've talked about this before on our show. I really feel like that they should give shows at least two seasons, because a lot of times a show really won't start, like you said, picking up that momentum for, you know, like six, seven episodes or even into the next season. And I'm hoping that have they said anything about a second season yet?
No, we're still, you know, the numbers have been okay, but not great. And so we're kind of in that bubble and hoping the audiences will find it. But I think the ones who have, you know, really, really like the show, and I love working on it. I thought it was a great cast. Justin Kirk and Natalie Martinez, just really, you know, fine young actors. And, so we'll see. But we should know probably in a couple of weeks, I would think.
Yeah. Because this is the show is based off of what happened down in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, it's loosely based on a billionaire in New Orleans who wasn't happy with the way that, you know, they were cleaning up after Katrina came in and took over one of the parishes, and brought about a lot of changes and cut crime down and just showed what the potential that, you know, some people have, who have access to all of this new technology that our police departments don't have because of budgets. And so a lot of our, you know, really talented people are working on other things and not on some of our social issues that really need addressing. And so the show attempts to sort of deal with that and bring in the technology, the drones, the apps, and a lot of things that we have right now. We just don't use it for, you know, some of the areas that we really need it most.
Yeah. Yeah, Justin Kirk, his character Gideon, he reminds me a lot of kind of a Tony Stark character.
Yeah, he has that that quality. And, you know, there are people out there who have that kind of means, those kind of funds, who can really bring about a big change, you know, not just in communities, but in the world. It's just a matter of, do, you know, they want to take on that kind of responsibility and make the change, you know, because it's just incredible how much power some people have just in terms of money. I mean, you know, you get to a billion, but some people have many, many billion. And it's just, you know, how they choose to use it. And, you know, that's personal, but it'll be great to think that people out there like, you know, this character would care enough to say, you know what, let's realize we're all in this together, and if we improve any part of it, we improve the whole.
Amen. Man, Ernie, I got to ask you, because I was reading this interview that you had done with Belief.net, stating that you were a practicing Christian. And I just wanted to ask personally, because both of us in here were Christians. It's a Christian station. And you talk about an impact and change in the community. But bending personally, when was it then that Jesus got a hold of your life and that change was made in you?
Well, you know, I grew up in a small town in Michigan. My grandmother raised me. My mom died when I was 3 months. I didn't know my dad. And she was very dedicated and devout. And we went to church, I don't know, 5-6 days a week.
Right, was, right.
So as a little kid, I was saved and, you know, have never gone away from, you know, those teachings. And I, as my grandmother would say, I know who I am, and I know what blessings come from, and I know what connects me to all of us, that we're all connected in God, all children, whether we know it or not, that some don't know it, and that's okay. They will, hopefully, in time.
Amen.
But I am aware of who they are, and I love them for who they are, and not for who they may think they are. not aware. It's, you know, God's will is our will. It's just that sometimes we think we can have another will. Mm. But God's will is for our good and for our blessings and all the things that we want. It's just sometimes we think we can do it on our own.
Man. Incredible. That's I know we're coming up on the end of it, but thank you. Thank you so much for your time. As Dex says, don't let that show get canceled. He loves APB. You do amazing work.
Keep playing, shines, keep
man. There you go, man. We will. Because whatever you do, man, it shines through just your genuine character and everything. So thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for taking the time. God bless. And yeah, just keep doing what you do.
All right, man.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Ernie.
To you soon.
Bye. Thanks.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.
Ernie Hudson.
Go, yeah! Buster!
He was pretty cool.
He is cool, man. Okay, you ready for me to blow your mind?
Yes.
How old do you think Ernie Hudson is?
I'm going to say, gosh, man. Well, I was looking at his IMDb this morning, and he started acting back in the 70s.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm going to say he's 54. Is he in his 60s?
That's cute. No, he's not.
70s?
He's 71 years old.
What? He's my dad's age?
Ernie Hudson is 71, man.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I was like researching, going over stuff, and I was like, what?
Holy cow.
He looks phenomenal, and he's still like Ernie Hudson.
I guess he was kind of an old dude. Not really an old dude, but probably in his 30s. I go, well, yeah, 40s when he did Ghostbusters, right?
I mean, that film was, what, 83?
Yeah, man. That wow.
84. My bad. 84.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been doing
that movie
a long
was 33
time.
Years ago. So yeah, he's 71.
Yeah, I was looking at his IMDb and he has so many things that he's been in. I mean, there's just thousands here.
I'm glad he talked about The Crow and Brandon Lee, because for those that don't know, that was a film I don't want to tell everybody to go out and see it right away, because it's definitely an R-rated film. It's about a dude who him and his bride, they're murdered. It's awful. And he comes back to like seek out justice for like the murders.
Yeah.
And Ernie Hudson plays the detective in the film, who was kind of like going over, you know, what it was, and it's pretty gnarly. But in the film, Michael Massey, an actor who played Fun Boy, had to fire off this .44 caliber weapon, and it had been checked a couple days before, and they shot a blank. But what happened is, when they shot the blank a couple days before, a piece got dislodged into the barrel. But they didn't check it again. And so it was loaded with blanks, and what happened was, when they shot that blank, it doesn't have a bullet, but it had everything else, and so the blank actually released...
Man,
this bullet essentially, and it shot Brandon Lee in real life in the abdomen while they were filming, and he died filming The Crow. It took a year for the movie to come out, a little over a year, because obviously they were nearing the end of production. But man, Brandon Lee was engaged at the time, you know, as he said, and he had just bought a new home.
Yeah, and he was going to be one of those stars.
He was, man. He really was. I still have the Entertainment Weekly magazine, I'm not even kidding, of his final interview. And it was it's still like so tragic to read, because he had so many plans, you know? He had so many great plans. And it's just that solid reminder, you know? Because we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know how much time we've been given. And, that's a movie that just always rocks me, and I'm glad that was on his immediate list of favorite things he's done. So
yeah, I liked what he said. That. You know, I mean, a lot of times we have these plans,
yeah,
but God just—I don't know if he laughs at us sometimes, but you know, he—I'm sure—looks at us and goes, "No, that's not what I have planned for you."
Yeah,
you know, I was talking to my youngest son about, you know, how, I mean, Landon is just this—he loves basketball.
Yeah.
And that's what's great about it. He found the passion that I found.
Yeah.
But it worries me, because that was taken away from me. I had spent thousands and thousands of hours practicing my jump shot, my layups, constantly.
Yeah.
And then my senior year, I break my leg, and it was taken from me.
Right.
And I was trying to explain to my son how, you know, if I wouldn't have broke my leg my senior year, I never would have never would have made it to Albuquerque, I'm sure. I never would have found radio because that set the course for me to be where I'm at now.
Yeah. But it's tricky because then you start getting into, so did God break your leg? No, God did not break your leg.
I don't, that's the thing. I don't know.
It was not God's will for you to break your leg.
But I don't know.
I think we can get too focused in on, you know what I mean? Like, but God.
I would be okay though if that
you would be
was
okay with God breaking your leg.
Yeah, I mean, if it set the course for me to get where I'm at now, why not?
I think God can use those things because I think there's so many things at work.
Yeah.
Like God's got a plan and ultimately God wins. Like ultimately in the end, God wins. But I do think we also have free will. Like God is sovereign, but we also have free will. But if we look at scripture, it also talks about Satan having like dominion over this. So you've got forces on forces on forces at work. And so it's tough to say like,
I'm down with all that.
I was in this gnarly car accident and it changed the course of the rest of my life. God caused the car accident. I'm like,
I know that sounds
maybe something outside of God caused that car accident.
Sure, I
believe
that. But
God was able to still use it for His glory.
But who's to say, man? I'm not going to question God if He wants to do something. He's God. He can do whatever He wants. You know what I'm saying? So if He wants to allow a car accident
to
happen,
He's still like good.
Well,
he's
sure,
just
he's absolutely.
But
good.
He's good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It was tough just having that conversation with my son, you know, trying to prepare him for life because, man, life just kicks you down.
Yeah.
You think, you know, one minute you're enjoying you believe basketball is the greatest thing on earth.
Yeah.
The next thing, you got a cast on your leg and it's your senior year and you're done.
God caused the Ghostbusters remake.
No, that's not true. That was satanic. In the pits of hell.
You hated that movie so much.
It was so bad.
I came so close to talking to him about it because it really
was. I thought you were.
I was going to. And then I was like, you know what? We're having a really good conversation and he's talking about APB and that's the show that he's calling in to talk about. Because the question is this, like of all of the Ghostbuster cameos, his was the one cameo that I feel like they could write into a second film. Like he could be part of another film.
Yeah.
No one else could be part of the next film. Really?
Why?
What do you mean, why? Have you seen the movie? Bill Murray.
I didn't get through all of it.
Wait. What?
I honestly didn't finish the movie.
Get
I thought
out of
it
my
was
life.
That bad.
You're not allowed to critique it if you haven't even seen
it.
I made it
halfway through the movie.
No, you're like the people that are like, Iron Fist is terrible. It's terrible. The fight scenes are dreadful.
Who says that?
How long did you watch? I watched 30 minutes in the first episode. It's like, that doesn't count because the fight scene in the first episode is terrible, but it's not because he's slow. It's because the security guards are slow and that makes sense. How about you watch the third episode where he's like fighting ninjas and it is dope?
That's true.
Get past that.
Now,
are you kidding me?
Sorry.
Dude, the drunken master, that fight scene? Oh, what? There's some incredible fight scenes. But yeah, he's fighting security guards in a stupid building. You think they're going to be like punching fast? They're security guards. Eating donuts and they're like 50.
Yeah.
Slow, terrible fight. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but if you compare Iron Fist to Ghostbusters, then I made it halfway through Iron Fist. Okay? And halfway through Iron Fist is awesome.
Hey, somebody on the live line wants to know how you broke your leg.
This is why it's a freaky thing is because I was dry. It was practice before the first game of the year. I went up for a layup and it broke.
You never heard of Milkman? What, you got osteoporosis?
For reals. Yeah.
You don't drink enough milk?
Man, I thought I did.
Do they call you Mr. Glass?
You've seen my legs. My legs are huge.
Yeah, you got tree trunks, man.
Yeah, my bones are pretty thick.
Can I start calling you Mr. Glass? Which is kind of ironic because if I call you Mr. Glass but you look like Bruce Willis, is that weird?
Yeah, kinda. But that was a freaky thing. That's what was really hard about it. It wasn't like somebody, you know, colliding with me in midair.
And then as you were coming down, God breathed deeper on you and it went
poof.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Somebody said Iron Fist was disappointing, Steve-O. Yes, the Drunken Master was the best scene, though. That was a solid fight scene. I'm not finished, though. I have like four more episodes.
Man, I can't wait for you to get to the part where he makes it back to the kingdom in heaven.
I know that doesn't happen, Dumb.
How do you know?
Because that's the people's biggest complaint, is Conlon, they didn't even really get into the mysticism or anything about it, the dragon or any of that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. They didn't watch all of it then.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because when he makes it back and the portal closes and he's stuck there for another 15 years, well.
What is it with us in movies and shows, man? We went to Las Cruces, and I had to share a hotel room with you, and I got to tell you.
What does that mean? Why do you sound like that?
You, sir, are hard to sleep with.
What? What are you talking about? Okay, explain this one.
You have to have the TV on, even when you're snoring.
Okay, don't lie. I don't snore at all. Don't you lie.
Oh, man.
Was I snoring?
Yes, dude.
You liar.
I'm not a liar.
Do you have proof?
Maybe.
Come on.
No, the only video I posted, I don't want to post a video of you snoring because I felt bad.
Okay, you're a liar. I don't snore.
Oh.
I don't snore.
You know what, dude? Forget it. Next time, I'm taking all the video in the world. The only video I posted is of you singing the stupid Dog the Bounty Hunter intro. And
you know
I
what? You were into it.
No, I was not. I'd never seen a single episode, and, you're like,
hey, had already seen those episodes, and I thought, you know what, Steve-O, he's not saying anything. He's not saying for me to turn the channel, so maybe he's into it. And we watched Dog the Bounty Hunter.
We had to, I'm so glad, like at one point I just took the TV because Dex watches really stupid shows like Swamp People. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we watched Swamp People.
We watched Swamp People, Dog the Bounty Hunter. You did pick X-Men.
Yeah, I did.
Which is a terrible movie.
We watched Terminator for a little bit and then we both said, wow, this is bad.
It was so bad, guys. I forgot. And then I said, you know what? I'm taking over this TV, and I forced us to watch an M. Night marathon.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. I forgot about that.
Lady in the Water. Oh. I'm, like, snotty crying. I'm, like, bawling. And he's like, when I see your face, you remind me of God. And I'm like, I know. I'm, like, crying, and you're like,
this is so stupid.
Okay, hold on a second.
Put Swamp People back on. This is weird, Starmie. No joke. We watched the very end of the movie. I mean, there was 5 minutes left, and no joke, a minute into watching it, I look over, and Steve-O's bawling.
It's one of my favorite movies.
It was the end scene.
That's because he was about to heal her, man.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just started crying because I knew what was coming.
Yep.
And then I made you watch The Sixth Sense, which, by the way, if you've seen The Sixth Sense, and you know how it turns out, it's so obvious when you watch it again. Don't say it, just in case, you know, spoiler alert, 20 years later.
Gosh, what a depressing movie that is.
Yeah, it is.
Ugh. Then you made me watch The Village, and then The Girl.
The Girl?
What was the one with the two girls? The Sisters. The Sisters? Is it The Sisters?
I did not make you watch that!
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not!
You're like, M. Night Shyamalan, we're doing a marathon.
That wasn't M. Night, dude. That was just the next movie on HBO, and it was so bad.
That was an M. Night
Tina Fey and the blonde one.
So that wasn't M. Night Shyamalan? Right
now? No, dummy.
I thought that was like him doing comedy, and I was sitting there going, wow, this is terrible.
Yeah, it was really bad. Amy Poehler!
I didn't realize you changed the channel. I thought we were watching the marathon.
No, dude. I was like done because it was too much crying for me, man.
Yeah, because those movies are so bad. Gosh.
You have no heart.
No, I have good taste. And, man, he's only made two good movies.
But it did show me that, like, road trips, when you're in hotels, you gravitate to something in particular. You gravitate to reality TV.
That is not true.
Oh, don't you do that.
There was nothing on TV.
There's always something on TV. We had all the premium channels. We had the HBOs and the Cinemaxes.
Yeah, there was nothing on. You said it. And you know what? At any point, when I turn on Swamp People, you could say, dude, change the channel. I would have been all about it. You didn't say anything. You sat there watching it like you were into it.
No, I was not.
Just like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
My jaw was just dropped because I'm like, I'm reading subtitles, but these people are allegedly speaking English.
Good to Gator.
Okay.
Good to Gator.
Oh, and Dog the Bounty Hunter? Are you kidding me?
Well, next time, speak up.
It was so weird, guys.
He's like sporting crosses and praying right before he's like drop kicking people and bleeping every other word out as he's screaming at him. I was like, what is happening?
He's a dog.
Okay.
It's a good show.
Okay.
One of my favorites.
I'm glad we had that team building exercise. So now we know never share a room ever.
I feel like we are close enough to where you can communicate with me when you don't want to do something and I'm doing something that you don't want to do.
I mean,
you should be able to speak up.
I should have just turned the TV off. It's 9:30, buddy. Sorry. Bedtime. Lights out.
And you know what? I would have pulled up my phone and I just would have watched something on my phone. I would have been okay
with
that.
See, that's so weird to me. Dexter's like downloading movies on his phone. So we're on the road trip and he's staring at this like 2-inch screen. And
that's
then,
weird to me. You never watched a film.
Oh man, guys, just saw Nightcrawler. The movie was crazy. And I'm like, wait. You just watched Nightcrawler?
I just watched the whole thing on the way back.
Earbuds and an iPhone? What is wrong with you?
You've never watched a movie.
No!
That's why they have
that's
Netflix.
That's not an experience, man. You got to experience the film.
No way, man.
Okay.
It's good enough for me. That's funny.
Yeah.
So we really didn't connect very well on this trip, is what you're saying.
I mean, we kind of connected. I almost died in the shower once.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I didn't check on you at all.
Yeah, you didn't. The railing, like, fell. I don't even know how to describe it. There's, like, a rail. And I seriously just, like, put my hand on this thing, and I broke the railing.
Yeah, I heard the biggest, shower. You know, just something broke in the bathroom, and I thought you might have slipped and broke your neck, but I just couldn't stop watching Dog.
Yeah. You didn't even check on me, man. Which I guess that's a good thing, actually. Don't check on me. I was in the shower.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if anything annoyed me about you, because I don't know. Not really.
No?
No. I mean, you're kind of one of those guys where we'll be walking and then all of a sudden I'll turn around and you're gone.
Okay.
And you don't ever tell anybody that you left.
No, we walked into Walmart. I mean, a store. And you guys immediately started beelining for the food.
Yeah, because we said we needed water and food and then we turn around and you're gone.
No,
and guess where Steve-O was at?
I said, hey guys, I want to go see the Legos. And you guys just kept walking, and I was like, well, I'm going to check out the Legos.
Then the three of us, we did not hear you say that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I immediately said, he's in the toy section.
Too busy using your yappers.
A 38-year-old guy just, you know, checking out toys.
Somebody just said, wait, which Terminator are you talking about? Guys, we're talking about the original.
Yeah, go back and
watch
it. Like
Michael Bane, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, the very first one, the one that's supposed to be epic and amazing. And it was like, dude, the overdub is really bad. Dude, the fighting is really
super
terrible.
Super cheesy.
Dude, the quote CG or whatever was happening, it was really bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
The acting's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I've just never noticed. But Terminator 2 still is amazing.
You know what, next year,
yeah.
I'm getting my own room, man.
Yeah, you do that.
Get my own room.
Fine. I don't want to room with you anyways. Everybody else got their own room.
You can room with Daniel.
Okay, that's not happening.
What's going to happen?
That's not happening.
Yep. All right, we got to take a break. 585-LIVE if you want to text in. When we come back, there's a new hotline that you can call. Maybe you're having a hard time falling asleep. Well, someone set up a hotline where you can call and they help you.
No way.
Yeah, they help you get to sleep.
I needed this on a road trip because you just TV on. I got to have it pitch black.
Yeah.
No talking.
You're just like my wife. She got mad at me last night for the same thing.
Yeah.
Big show today. We got a letter coming up. We have our word of the day. Man, new feature possibly? Word of the day? Huh?
Okay.
Urban Dictionary?
Somebody said I need to lay off that CrossFit if I'm breaking shower handles.
Get out of here. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today? They are going to the Final Four for the first time in school history. The Gonzaga Bulldogs crushing Xavier 83-59.
1 second left, and that'll do it.
Police in Cincinnati are asking anyone with information to come forward after gunfire erupted inside a nightclub.
A shooting aboard a double-decker bus on the busy Las Vegas Strip.
President Trump telling Obamacare opponents not to worry that a repeal will come.
Vice President Pence delivered remarks to the annual gathering of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Thunderstorms crossed parts of the southern plains. This follows Friday's destructive storm that blew through northern Louisiana.
Thousands of protesters gathered in Moscow and other cities chanting down with Putin.
Still enchanting moviegoers.
What did you do to it?
Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast, number one at the box office for a second straight weekend.
In Syria, Islamic State extremists are warning residents of their stronghold in Raqqa to leave before a dam breaks.
Man's best friend could one day play a part in the screening process for cancer.
The dogs were not only accurate, they were 90% accurate on the first run of testing 31 samples. The second run, they were 100% accurate.
An Al-Qaeda leader killed in a U.S. counterterrorism strike in Afghanistan.
A small plane crash in Alabama takes the lives of two adults and two teens.
The committee that selects the leader of Hong Kong has chosen Carrie Lam as its new chief executive. She's the first female leader of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory and was backed by Beijing.
Hello. Good morning. 7:42.
High today of 69 degrees. Traffic. Well, let's see, guys. Uh-oh. Bad news. Accident. Shoulders blocked. I-25 north at Bobby Foster Road. And it is gumming everything up on I-25 before the big I. Checking for other accidents at this time. Darn, I have one more to report. 98th Street at Avalon, there's an accident reported there. There's also an accident reported Broadway at Avenida de Cesar Chavez. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Welcome to the program, everybody. How's your Monday? How's your mindset? 585 Live, you can text in. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Thank you again to Las Cruces for coming out. We broadcasted Thursday morning and went to the Rock and Worship Roadshow.
Yeah, man.
Thursday night.
That was cool.
Got to hang out with a lot of you guys, and it was fun.
I was stoked that there were a lot of people in Las Cruces that listened. So shout out to Las Cruces, because I was expecting there to be quite a bit of Albuquerqueans traveling down, and there weren't.
Yeah. No, there wasn't.
A lot of Las Cruces. So, good to know. It's a fun city.
Well, I mean, is it
so
fun?
Much fun. So I much mean, fun. Shut up. It's a fun city.
You could say it's fun.
So much fun.
I mean, there's really, I wouldn't even call Albuquerque a fun city. There's not much going on
here,
man.
Get out.
We live in the desert.
I love it. Guys, I love it.
That's a lie. He doesn't.
What? I do.
Nah. No way, man. You're a cold guy. You want to live up north.
Gross.
You want to move to Canada.
No, I do not.
That's what you talked about all weekend, man. Talked about how beautiful it was up there. We were watching Swamp People, and he said, I would never live
ever
down in the south.
Ever.
I'm a north
guy. Ever.
I'm a north guy. That's what he said.
I'm down with Cali or...
No, I'm talking like Minnesota, Canada.
Nope.
You know, the Arctic.
I'm totally cool with like a beach. So that side of the world would be fun. I'll take Brooklyn.
Yeah, but that's kind of what you say for the radio show. You know, in real life, you're more of a mountain man.
Oh, okay. At one point, I probably would have said I was.
Yeah?
Yeah. I used to love snowboarding and yeah.
Yeah.
That was my jam. But no.
Yeah, growing up in it, I didn't really care for it. But now as an adult, I want to live in the wilderness again.
Blech.
I want to be one with the skunk squatches.
The what?
I miss it, man.
Speaking of animals, Starmie member just chimed in and said, hey,
hey,
Dex.
Hey.
So what's up with April?
Oh, good call. Thank you for reminding me.
Giraffe. Watch. It's a giraffe!
Did she have her baby? Let's find out.
Now we go live to April the giraffe.
Looks like she's moving. This could be it, people!
What
It's so beautiful.
Is it happening now?
What?
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
What? A horrible beast.
Kill him with fire.
No, she's still pregnant, guys.
I don't think she's pregnant. I've said this from the beginning, my friends.
Look at Oliver. Oliver's he's upset. He's mad. He's like, get me out of this stupid cage. I can't really see April right now. April is kind of hidden from the camera right now. Oh, that's it. She's not didn't have a baby.
Shut up. Are you kidding me? Her live feed is now sponsored by Toys R Us.
Oh my gosh, it is.
That is so stupid.
Man, that zoo is making so much money.
Yeah, which is yet another reason why I truly believe this can't be real.
What? That's a good thing if they're making lots of money.
Stupid camera feed looks like a NASCAR racer now. She's got sponsors.
Well, why wouldn't she? She's got 102,000 people watching her right now. And she's just big. She's gotten so much bigger.
You don't want to say things like that.
Sorry.
She looks lovely.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Thank you for reminding me. I didn't even remember. I just kind of... by the way, Mom, quit eating up all the data. Apparently, my mom uses up all of her data because she watches the stupid giraffe all the time.
Oh, gosh. I actually got one of those alerts over the weekend. I think it's because we were in Cruces.
So. About April?
No, dude. About, like, using up data. I was like, oh, no.
No, I hate those.
I got to slow down.
You have 1 gigabyte left.
Yeah.
And... the cycle doesn't end for 3 weeks.
I need to
weeks.
Keep calling because I've got AT&T and DirecTV, and allegedly, if you have both of those, you're supposed to have like unlimited. But I keep getting
really,
yeah, alleged. I keep seeing those commercials, but somehow, I still get overage texts.
Well, all right, let's talk about this hotline. New hotline will play you weird and random sounds.
Oh, I need this.
Are you having a tough time falling asleep?
Over the weekend, I had a roommate, or not over the weekend, felt like a weekend.
Yeah, right?
Somebody just has to have the TV on.
Apparently, I snore.
You
apparently,
do.
I watch terrible TV.
You do!
And apparently, you don't know how to communicate with your job wife, because I would have done anything you asked me to do.
I even said, wait, this TV doesn't have an auto-off thing? Why not? It's like too new. They don't have like the timer thingies. Does your TV have one of those?
Yeah, you usually have to have the other remote for the TV.
I was trying. Nope.
I wasn't ready to go to bed.
Okay. How do you do that though?
I don't know. I wasn't tired.
The funny thing is there were multiple times, like at one point when I almost died in the shower, like I said, hey man, I'm going to take a shower. You were like snoring.
What?
And I'm like, oh, he's out.
I was not.
I'm going to enjoy this time. And I come back out, and you're like wide awake watching TV.
Did I really pass out?
Did I wake you up almost dying in the shower?
Huh. I don't remember falling asleep.
No, I swear you were out, man. I checked.
Crud, I must have had a power nap. That's probably why.
Great.
It's your fault, man. You woke me up.
I did. I woke you up.
Yeah, I've
doing
if you
hot
listen
yoga
to the show,
in the shower. Yeah. I turned it all the way up to the I just wanted it steamy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I just start doing yoga in the bathroom.
Okay.
That's what I was doing.
If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about how awful my sleep schedule is. I have terrible sleep, which is probably one of the reasons why I'm having a hard time losing weight. Because I think that has a lot to do with being healthy. And if you're wanting to lose weight, they say stress, sleeping, those are two huge things that can keep the weight on.
Yeah.
And
stress, sleeping?
I think this is exactly what I need. I'm going to try this tonight. The mattress company Casper just created a free hotline for people who can't sleep. So we called the number, and when you call this 888-890-2040 number, this is what you get.
Hello. Can't sleep? Choose from one of the following menu options. Press star to return to the main menu at any time. Press 1 to hear the relaxing sounds of the ocean.
One.
I would pee my pants.
Seagulls. Ugh, that's nice.
No.
I think I can get down with this.
Oh. I'm going to pee my pants.
I feel like I'm right at the ocean. Nice.
Brittany, you're out too far.
What?
Hello? Can you hear us? Hello?
Wait, who is that?
This is like they actually, this is live ocean sounds at the beach. Hello?
Come back here and bring the boogie board.
Wait, what?
Okay, I'm done with the ocean sounds. Let's get out of there.
That was real.
Yeah. If you press, so if you press one, you get ocean sounds.
Press two to listen to wind chimes blowing in the wind.
Hey, man, like three people are worried about you on the live line.
Why?
They say you might have sleep apnea. You need to go check that out.
Isn't that for really, really, really fat people?
No, jerk.
I was just a question. Ooh, this is
nice.
Wind chimes?
You might need a CPAP machine to sleep, man. Do a sleep study.
Is that a siren? Get out of here. Let's see. If you hit number three.
Press three to travel back in time to the 1990s.
Oh, nice.
Wait, what?
We're going to the 90s.
Oh. That's not what I was expecting.
Let's get on the internet.
This does not help me go to sleep at all.
No.
Is this real?
Man. That's your decade.
This is a real live line? Like people can really call this?
So the number is 888-890-2040. If you press 4.
Press 4 to undergo hypnosis.
Oh, nice.
Press 5.
Can we play this?
Take a moment. Sit back. Deep breath in. Keep it in. Hold it. Don't breathe yet. And breathe out. Now, I am going to count down from 10.
Okay.
You will get very, very, very sleepy. 10.
Okay.
9.
Oh.
8.
Okay, you know what? I'm done with number 4. If that doesn't help you get to sleep, let's try.
What happens if he gets to 1?
I don't know. You have to call it. Let's try 5.
Press 5 for a motivational speech.
Ooh, I mean, to help you sleep?
Hi there, superstar. Are you ready to kick down walls and be the best you can be? Then say yes to success. Say it with me. Yes to success.
Yes to success.
You're special. Okay. You're smart. You're going to be so successful. Tomorrow you're going to do that thing and it's going to be great. Yeah. Your friends love you. They really do. They told me. Your family supports you. Your family is the best.
Well, they
love you. Your colleagues respect you. You will succeed in every goal you set out to achieve.
Is this
you make
this
the world believe in you and your gift. You will be strong and you
get
will
get out of here. I can't do
hey,
that.
Hey, by the way, somebody just chimed in and said that their husband recently got a CPAP machine. He's only 32 and not overweight.
Really?
But it helped improve his sleep quality. Band. He feels 10 times more rested in the morning.
Huh.
And all somebody said, you're playing hypnosis while people are driving.
That's true. Oh, man, I didn't think about that. Again, this is a hotline that you can play if you have a hard time going to sleep. Let's try number 6.
Press 6 to speak with a grandma who misses you.
Okay.
Are you eating? You're skin and bones. Oh, you don't look like you've been eating. I should make you a nice casserole. It's cold out. You know,
none of this makes me sleepy.
Here, have some banana bread.
Thanks,
I made
Grandma.
It for your grandfather fresh last week. It's still good. It's still good. He loves it.
This is David Levin's grandma.
We love you. I don't hear from you anymore.
Okay. Thank you, Grandma.
Gosh. Terrible.
All right.
I can't believe this is real. This is real, guys. We did not invent this. This is a real thing.
Number seven.
Press 7 to learn the history of the cocktail wiener.
That is my favorite. I may actually go to sleep to this
one. The history of the cocktail wiener. The cocktail wiener is a tiny sausage, oftentimes served on a toothpick or a plastic sword.
Okay.
No, I was interested.
You're going to have to call the number.
Are they from Vienna? Is that why they're called Vienna sausages?
Yeah, you're going to have to call the number.
I need to know.
Let's try number 8.
Press 8 to hear Jaleel White sing you a lullaby.
Wait, isn't that Urkel?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
That's Steve Urkel.
How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky.
That was
good. Go to bed.
That's kind of nice.
Go to bed. Go to bed. Go to bed. Somebody said I'm 36 years old, not overweight since I did the sleep study and
Sorry,
have a
guys.
CPAP mask. I've lost 25 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
You can lose weight?
Dude, yeah.
Just from getting good sleep?
Yeah, because that's some people are chiming in talking about like how that's when your like body repairs and stuff.
Oh man, that's why I'm fat.
You're not fat, dummy. By the way, somebody sent us another one, like an app that you can make custom sound mixes called
Relax Melodies. Okay.
Why are we doing this at 7:57 in the morning?
Let's do one more. Let's
do
number 9.
I gotta stay awake, man.
This is the new hotline if you're having a hard time going to sleep.
Okay.
Press 9 to merge into the conference call with the marketing team that came up with this ridiculous idea.
Okay. All right, everyone. This is a brainstorm. Mm-hmm. Remember, there are no bad ideas.
Right. So what about my podcast thing?
That's a bad idea. Everyone has a podcast.
Yeah, okay. But did you hear that one about sandwiches?
You know, now that you mention it, I'm listening to one podcast about tape dispensers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. Here's an idea, though. What if it's not a podcast, but, like, you can call a number?
On a phone?
Yeah, there's a phone number, and you can call and listen to things.
Like a podcast!
No. It's like, if you can't sleep, you can call this number.
I mean, whose budget do you think this is going to come out of?
I love it.
I mean, call on the phone? How is this going to sell mattresses?
I think we'd get so much engagement and buzz! Crazy buzz! Somebody call Emma from PR.
Yeah, exactly. It's a phone number with funny messages. Thank you.
Oh, top of funnel.
Is Emma joining? She's going to agree with me. Did someone slack her?
I mean, look.
I'm actually getting tired right now listening to that. That was pretty good. You know what? I'm trying this tonight. Just put my earbuds in, call that number up.
Yeah.
Mom, will you make sure the phone gets turned back on today? Because Mike was supposed to do it, and he hasn't yet.
Oh, okay.
Really need to use the phone.
Yeah, you still don't have a phone.
That's all right.
I'm tired of people calling my phone to get a hold of you.
There you go. The number 888-890-2040, if you would like to call that hotline and... We are messengers, magnify. Star 88. Good morning. 8:04 on a Monday.
A high today of 69 degrees. Traffic. There were a couple accidents reported this morning, and let's see, I-25 North, right there at Broadway, exit 215, an accident reported there this morning. Also, Broadway at Avenida de Cesar Chavez, an accident reported there. I believe there's one more. 98th Street at Avalon. An accident reported there as well. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Just got done texting my wife, everybody. Asked her if I'm a snorer. And she said, no, only when you're super tired.
See, maybe you're just super tired.
And she said, if you were, it couldn't have been that bad. It's usually a light snorer. So do I have sleep apnea? That's a light
snorer? I'm telling you, man. Maybe you should go get that checked out.
Oh, man. I just don't want... my wife to have to put up with me snoring. I mean,
yeah.
Anyways,
which, by the way, see what? This crazy photo? See that gnarly photo?
Mm-hmm.
That is a trailer on fire, my friends. It was a bus, actually. Sunday, March 26th. That would be yesterday. The band we just played, you know.
Yeah.
What did it say on the chorus? Take it all away. Well, it was.
Oh my God.
That's their bus.
We are messengers.
They were in a horrific bus crash this morning that resulted in their vehicle being engulfed in flames and completely destroyed.
Holy cow.
They lost their gear. They are okay, but a large amount of personal equipment for We Are Messengers was destroyed.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
What's cool, though, on the flip side is to see kind humans. That happened last night.
What? That's how much they've raised so far?
Yeah, that happened late. Like we're talking last night this happened, and I just found out about it, and somebody started like a GoFundMe type thing, and they've raised $26,000.
Wow.
By 392 people.
That's crazy.
Dude, they're phenomenal. We had them in studio, and yeah, big fan of those guys. So that's tough when you see something like that.
Yeah.
So Darren and Heidi.
From Ireland.
From Ireland. Yeah. Phenomenal dudes. Peoples.
Well, I guess that's a good way to get brand new equipment.
Yeah. Happened outside Atlanta. Bad accident ignited the bus in flames and just...
Oof. There you go.
Pray for those dudes.
All right. Let's talk about Blossom. I don't want to butcher her name. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Why you got to call her Blossom, though, man?
Because if you grew up in the 90s, you know who Blossom was.
But what if you didn't grow up in the 90s and you watch Big Bang Theory now?
Okay, well, I don't know her
Isn't
character.
It like Miam Bilic?
Sure. Maybe.
Miam.
What's her character on Big Bang?
The girl that's with... I mean, not the girl. The woman that's the with woman. Sheldon. The woman with Sheldon.
Okay.
Mayim.
Well, Mayim. She has gone to social media.
It's
she
pronounced Mayim Bialik.
Okay. We're just butchering it now.
No, that's it. Look.
Okay.
Mayim.
Bialik. Okay. She's reached out to her followers on social media to stop referring to women as girls. She's asked that you share her video. The Big Bang Theory star uploaded the video to her Facebook page on Thursday, where it's since been viewed more than 4 million times. This is what she had to say.
I'm going to be annoying right now because I want to talk about something that a lot of people don't want to talk about. I was recently at a bar with two guy friends who are about 40, and one of them said to the other, "Oh my God, dude, look at that girl sitting at the bar. She's beautiful." And I start looking around, wondering why they would let a child into the bar. Then I realize that when he said girl, he meant woman. But since she's in that super narrow age range between 5 years old and 55 years old, we just don't know what to call her. Mm-hmm. So we call her a girl. Sorry, folks, I have to do this. We have to stop calling women girls. Why? Because it matters what we call people. Language matters. Words have meaning. And the way we use words changes the way we frame things in our mind. Google Sapir Whorf, if you don't believe me. It's science. So when we use words to describe adult women that are typically used to describe children, it changes the way we view women, even unconsciously.
Okay, listen. Steve-O and I are not women. I'm just going to just say it right now. We're not girls, and I know some of you are shocked right now.
Okay.
So I don't know what it's like to be in that position when you're just hanging out with some friends, and then you hear some guys say, "Did you check out that girl over there?" And then do girls really think to themselves, "What girls? What are they doing in this over 21?" establishment?
Well, keep going, because she did mention something about what it would be like for men.
Okay.
So that we don't equate them with adult men. In fact, it implies that they're inferior to men. Even if that's not what most people intend, words have an impact on our unconscious. Case in point, you would never say to someone, "Go ask that boy behind the bank counter if the notary's here today."
Okay.
It's true.
Now, come on.
You would never say, "Dude, that boy." You would call a grown man boy? To me, that seems derogatory. Like, or insulting. I can't stand it when people, or they call me like chief, buddy,
boss,
pal.
Ooh. You don't like that?
Boy?
Why does that bother you?
Boy seems like demeaning.
Wow.
I've never thought about saying, "Dude, check out that girl over there." Not that I would say that. I'm trying to think of any way that I would say girl. Do I use, the only time I ever use girl is coupled with like baby girl to be funny.
what up, baby girl? And it's usually to a boy.
I hear you say, hey, girl, all the time.
I just said to a boy.
No.
Hey, girl.
No.
We never call men boys because it's demeaning and emasculating.
I will give her that. You're right. You don't ever hear that.
I mean...
And are there women who don't mind being seen as diminutive because they think that men should be in charge and that they should be tender and delicate? Of course. And there are all kinds of men and women, and I promise, that's okay. But to these women, I would say the following. There is a thing that happens when we grow up in the kind of male-centered culture that we live in. We start to believe that the way things are is the way they have to be. We start taking on the biases and judgments of women, which have been in place since an historical time when women weren't respected or even allowed into the public sphere. The terms we're using for women are outdated and insensitive, and they assume a structure.
I wish I could just walk over to her and give her a big hug and say, you go, girl.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Hey, girl. What up?
I'm with you, man. Girl power.
She's bringing up a lot of good points. She is.
See, I love that somebody said this. Wait. So as a 28-year-old man, can I say I have a girlfriend? Or do I have to call her my woman friend?
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we do call men boyfriend. Boyfriends. He's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
We call men guys.
Mm-hmm.
Guys and girls. That's true.
Yeah.
People are just chiming in left and right. I say dude for everybody. Universally. Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. I mean, guys, ladies.
I'm not a neuroscientist, which, by the way, in real life, she's a neuroscientist. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't just play Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler on The Big Bang Theory. She, in real life, is a neuroscientist. So, I mean, this is obviously something she's very passionate about.
Yeah, she's bringing up a lot of good points, you know? Yeah. Let's listen a little bit more.
Okay. Structure of power, where men are on the top and women are on the bottom. And in certain eras and in certain parts of this country and the world, this kind of thinking has persisted for far longer than it should have. And we know better now. It's up to us to change this narrative. To those of you who call women girls, I say this. I know your intentions are probably good, but I hope you can learn to see the unintended and negative impact your words can have. And if you're feeling confused about whether or not to call someone a girl, let me help you out. Here's how it goes. Decide if the human being in front of you is, in fact, a girl. Indications that she may, in fact, be a woman are a high school diploma, a job, a car she pays insurance on, a mortgage, a home she calls her own, or a 401k. Girls tend to be under the age of 18 and typically live with their parents. Being a mom is usually a very strong indication that someone is, in fact, a woman.
Okay. So I guess I want to know from the ladies... Have you ever been offended when, if you're an adult now, when if someone calls you a girl, does that offend you at all? I wouldn't think it would. But when she brings up the point of how if we don't speak up, just because it's the norm now doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing because nobody's stepped up to change, you know, what they don't agree with.
Yeah, the live line's blowing up, man. Somebody said, I always thought it was an alternative thing with guys and girls, not boys and girls. Somebody else said, I would argue that it's not usually demeaning, but that somehow girl has become synonymous with female and is not dependent on age in any way. Case in point, Supergirl. She's got a real job, bro. Saving the universe.
Should be Superwoman.
There actually is a Superwoman.
There's a Superwoman?
They didn't want to get them confused. Yeah. I think it was Lois for a time. And then it was like, I don't know who it is now.
Wow.
Yeah, there's like a Superwoman.
Huh.
And then there's a Supergirl. But Superboy is a Superboy because they're Superboy.
Hmm.
My head hurts.
Well.
I'd be Super Dude.
Let's get back to real life, okay?
Okay.
Let's get out of the fantasy world.
Somebody said girl is outdated. She is stupid. Girl used to be the proper term for children of both sexes. Somebody said I coach softball players that just aged up from 12U to 14U. It is hard to break the habit of calling them girls, but it's been my intention to refer to them as ladies because I want them to stay acting and working like ladies.
Yeah.
Somebody else said I will usually say lady. Lady!
585 live.
Oh, an alliterative, not an alternative. Sorry, it was like a weird... autocorrect. Then if you respectfully and call them ma'am, they complain because you're calling them old. That's Somebody else chimed in. Somebody said, we do call men guys. There's no middle name for women. It's like boy, girl, guy, girl, man, woman. I don't know. Man. Got me.
Someone said, act like a lady, I'll call you a lady. Act like a whiny brat, I'll call you a kid.
Oh, gosh.
Someone else said, I like being called a girl. And they're like 72.
Woman just sounds like... Woman! Like, it just... I can't say woman without it sounding like... I don't know. Ugh.
Like getting the kitchen woman?
Yeah, right? Like, it just sounds... Ugh. But I'm not a woman, so I don't know.
You're half.
Shut.
I mean...
Your mouth. Whitney Houston said... I'm every woman.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anything you want done, baby. But then she said baby. She called a man a baby. You can't call a man a baby.
Yeah. Someone else said, get off your high horse. Women call each other girls. But, you know, maybe she's got this. Maybe this is something that women haven't even realized that, you know what? You're right. I don't want you to call me a girl anymore. I'm a woman.
Okay. I would respectfully say okay. If somebody said that to me, hey, please don't call me that. It's demeaning to me. I'd be like, okay.
All right.
You sure thing, woman. Somebody said I'm a 35-year-old woman. I work with a bunch of dudes who call me woman. But honestly, it just makes me feel old. Someone else said, I don't get offended. This is RG. I choose how to receive the words from others' mouths. If I don't agree with the word that I've been called, I take it to the Lord. Have him reveal to me what the truth is about that word. Somebody else said, call me lady. What about chick? Somebody wants to know if chick is acceptable.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, man.
Somebody else said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Does Supergirl have car insurance or a mortgage?
Yes.
No, does she?
Yes, she has her own apartment.
But that's not a mortgage. And she doesn't have a car because she flies everywhere. So she probably doesn't have a real car, which means no car insurance. So she's not a woman.
How old is she?
In her 20s.
See? Woman.
I don't know. Mayim Balagamanga just said to be a woman, you had to have like a mortgage,
mm-hmm.
or like car insurance, or like a real job. And to be fair, she doesn't really have a real job. She keeps like losing it because she's busy trying to save the world as Supergirl. And she's like late to work. She's not really responsible. So if anything...
Why do you keep going back to make-believe? Are you okay?
Dimitri just chimed in and said, I like to end all my sentences with ladies.
Hey,
but I say it creepily. Just like okay. that.
Hey, girl. What up?
Somebody said I work in prison ministry and we refer to our ladies as just that. We feel it builds respect. A lot of people chime in actually saying they prefer lady over woman. Woman does seem to be sort of an insult in the context you guys were just talking about. Therefore, they prefer lady.
We're talking about this actress, Mayim Balik. She was Blossom in the 90s, and she's on The Big Bang Theory now. And she released a video just this past Thursday. It's got around 4 million views. And she talks about how language matters.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to gender and equality. When we use words to describe adult women, they're typically used to describe children. It changes the way we view women. And she's saying we don't call men boys. So why do we call women girls?
Or dudes. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody said I bought a perfume for my girlfriend once. I stupidly asked her what the best girl perfume is. She gave me a dirty look and said, woman's perfume.
Whoop.
Never made that mistake again.
Wow.
Somebody said, as a man, being called sir makes me feel old, but day and age, sir, is used quite a bit more. Yeah, I realize if I'm at the grocery store, if I'm at a restaurant, if I'm anywhere, I will call them sir or ma'am. Yes, sir. No, ma'am.
So, but some women don't like to be called ma'am because it makes them feel old. I've ran into that a few times.
Yeah, I've never had anybody at like anywhere, like at a grocery store, retail, wherever. I just always say, I don't care if you're like 25.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, good manners.
So
I think.
Yeah.
But it just depends on who you are. People are just different. So
yeah, because many people are chiming in and said, I prefer dude across the board.
Dude.
Johnny and Ventana Ranch said, what about chick?
Disrespectful, man.
Okay. Or chica.
No.
No?
Old lady?
I don't know. By the way, that was Rodney who chimed in. Dimitri? It's Dimitri Martin. That's a comedian.
Hmm.
Apparently, there's a great soundbite about calling people ladies. When I was 18, I wanted to be called a woman. Now I'm 40, I want to be called a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody else chimed in and said, generally, the only time I'm called a girl is by my 2-year-old, and who cares? Yeah. This is just another reminder. Like, you know, we are called in Scripture to be careful with our words. Be wise with our words. And unfortunately, we're in this weird place where we can try and tame that tongue, and we can do everything we can to be sensitive, and yet we're in this overtly sensitive culture where no matter what, you're going to offend somebody. Right. We shouldn't set out to offend with our words, but I think there should be grace as well. Because I couldn't imagine being in a situation where you said something and somebody's like, I can't believe you. I am so offended.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Oh, the motivation of your heart is obviously wicked and vile. It's like, no, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm from Texas. Mm-hmm. We call each other sir and ma'am.
Some people are sensitive.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I mean woman.
Yeah.
See, okay. Somebody said, can you sing My Girl and replace it with My Woman? Ugh. No.
My Woman.
Ugh.
That doesn't work.
Brown Eyed Girl. It's another lovely ditty.
Yeah.
Van Morrison. I'd rather rock the Temptations, My Girl, though. Did you know that is the first song that was written with David Ruffin on lead instead of Eddie Kendrick?
No kidding. Fun fact.
To that point in the Temptations career, Eddie Kendrick rocked the lead. He had like the super high vocals. Well, after that, Smokey Robinson was writing a new track called My Girl. And he said, no, man. I want David to sing lead on this. And it was like, whoa, move over. What? David Ruffin? Are you sure? Yeah, they were sure. And the rest is history.
Alexa, will you play The Temptations, My Girl?
Mm.
My Girl by The Temptations.
Oh, well, I guess you got to plug her in. I guess you got to actually, you know. Oh,
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
My girl.
When it's cold outside
in the month,
I've got
of, May.
The month of May.
You're killing this song.
Please stop. Well, I guess you'd say what can make Steve feel this way, my girl.
You're supposed to come in there.
Talking about my girl.
My girl. Thank you.
I've got
the bees in this deal.
Alexa, stop.
Why would you tell her to stop?
Because, man, we got a show to do.
We were playing the Temptations.
This ain't no karaoke show.
Motown at its finest. I love the Temptations. Y'all don't even know.
Oh, man, I just worked up a sweat.
Did you?
So hot.
Otis, one of the members of Temptations wrote a phenomenal, like, storied history of the Temptations. And I...
Man, how do you know so much about the Temptations?
I've read it. I am a huge, huge Motown fan. And wow. Specifically the Temptations.
I love
the Temptations.
Had no
Smokey
idea.
Robinson wrote that song, man.
I love Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
Alexa, play me some Smokey Robinson.
Some...
Shuffling songs please be by Tears Smokey Robinson.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, this is still good.
Yeah, girl.
Somebody said, thanks, Steve-O, for that moment in Motown history.
Hey,
somebody,
girl.
Somebody what? Else just said, LOL, you just turned on my Alexa, too. Yeah, we
wow.
did. Wow. Dude, I'm telling you. Smokey Robinson.
Alexa, next.
That's what you'd say, and then they just... Wow.
I just guessed.
That was awesome!
Yeah! Goes to the next song.
Okay, but can we... Oh, man, I love this song, but can we play some Sam Cooke? He's my jam.
Alexa, stop!
Oh, I don't know why I just stopped that. Oh!
Alexa, play some Sam Cooke.
Mmm.
Alexa, play some Sam Cooke.
You gotta just...
Shuffling songs by Sam Cooke.
Thank you.
Darling, you...
Oh!
Yeah.
Darling, that's another darling. That's another one darling. You can use.
Can we call each other darling?
Hey, darling.
Darling, you.
Send Steve. I can't. Honest you okay. do.
I feel like if you use darling, then you. Oh, okay. Don't dance. You? All right. Why are you holding me?
Thrill me. Come on.
You're making my armpits sweaty.
I'm sorry.
You thrill me.
Man, I'm learning so much about you. I had no
Sam
idea.
Sam Cooke, man. Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations. Yes. Yes, please. All day, air day.
Alexa, stop.
Oh. Oh!
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, see, somebody's just said, man, Cupid or the River Song. I'm down with all of those. Cupid!
All right. I like what you said. I think we ended on, hey, be careful with your words.
But here's the thing. All of those songs were like, we're talking 60s, 70s, where they were saying my girl, where they were calling, where they were saying darling. It is 2017, and she's like coming out saying, no, this in this time, this is the way it is. And unfortunately, sometimes, like, our culture, that's the way it is.
Well, yeah, and so, she talked about this, you know, back in those times. I mean, women were not treated equally. I mean, they still aren't treated equally.
Right.
And so she... I mean, as you can tell, is fighting for those rights.
You got to fight for your right to party.
And if she feels
to be
like
called woman, that's what it was.
We Beastie shouldn't Boys call.
Around. Wait, can we call them the Beastie Boys or are they the Beastie Men?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well.
What about Boys to Men?
See,
like, did they ever? So they graduated to men.
But the thing is, boys as guys, we don't care.
Boys.
Would you agree that we don't care as men if you?
If somebody came up to me and you're like, listen here, boy, I'd be like, well, oh, man, you're a villain in a comic book movie and I got to fight you to the death.
Yeah, if you said it that way. But if someone came up to me, hey, boy, that sounds bad, too.
I mean, is it a dude calling me boy or is it?
You know what? She's right, because we don't do that because it's very disrespectful. If you walked up to another dude and said, hey, boy, I would want to fight you.
If I called you boy?
Yeah.
But if a girl came up to me and was like, hey, boy, I'd be like, hey, girl.
Alexa, play me some Temptations.
Shuffling songs by Temptations.
Oh my gosh.
She knows my jam. Okay.
Oh!
We gotta take a break.
Shout out to our girl Jen at the car wash who said we play Sam Cooke at their car wash. I'm gonna go get my car wash today.
585 Live if you want to text in. All right, we'll do some more headlines. We're going to find out what the most popular soda ever is.
I got the most common distractions when we're driving, and apparently number one for me is the Temptations, because I'd lose it. I derailed this whole conversation. Oh!
My woman doesn't work.
My woman.
Talking
hey, girl.
About my
woman.
Girl.
My woman.
Nope.
All right, we'll be right back.
Much honey, the bees and the me.
They are going to the Final Four for the first time in school history. The Gonzaga Bulldogs crushing Xavier 83-59.
1 second left, and that'll do it.
Police in Cincinnati are asking anyone with information to come forward after gunfire erupted inside a nightclub.
A shooting aboard a double-decker bus on the busy Las Vegas Strip.
President Trump telling Obamacare opponents not to worry that a repeal will come.
Vice President Pence delivered remarks to the annual gathering of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Thunderstorms cross parts of the southern plains. This follows Friday's destructive storm that blew through northern Louisiana.
Thousands of protesters gathered in Moscow and other cities chanting down with Putin.
Still enchanting moviegoers.
What did you do to it?
Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast, number one at the box office for a second straight weekend.
In Syria, Islamic State extremists are warning residents of their stronghold in Raqqa to leave before a dam breaks.
Man's best friend could one day play a part in the screening process for cancer.
The dogs were not only accurate, they were 90% accurate on the first run of testing 31 samples. The second run, they were 100% accurate.
An Al-Qaeda leader killed in a U.S. counterterrorism strike in Afghanistan.
A small plane crash in Alabama takes the lives of two adults and two teens.
The committee that selects the leader of Hong Kong has chosen Carrie Lam as its new chief executive. She's the first female leader of the semi-autonomous was Chinese territory and was backed by Beijing.
8:37, good morning.
Today's got a high of 69 degrees. Just drank a bunch of tea and it's really hot in here and I don't like any of it.
You're hot. What?
There's an accident reported, Coors Bypass at Ellison. That happened about 10 minutes ago or so. So it's just now getting backed up. I'm trying to prepare y'all if you're a Westsider. It's going to be not good, y'all. Other than that, no other accidents to report at this time.
Traffic!
Okay.
Woo! It's hot in here.
It is, right?
Do they have, like, the heater on?
Is there a campfire going on?
I think the heater's on.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, hey. Why are you doing that?
You know, I realized that Instagram can go live just like Facebook can.
Yeah, your Instagram live. Is that on your personal one?
Yeah, and I never go live on Instagram.
Yeah.
But now we're live.
Oh, except you're not even on it. Wait. What is that smell? I smell something.
Is that gas?
Yeah, you smell it?
Oh, no. What'd you do? What'd you do, man?
I don't know. No, it's your food. It's your food.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to live.
Woo! Chicken tortilla soup. Speaking of live, if you don't have Facebook, Instagram, you can just go to our website at star88.fm, and we have web cameras set up. You can just click on the listen now or watch now, and you can watch us right here in the studio do the show. You have Apple TV. You can do it.
Gonna check my Instagram right now.
Yeah?
Boom. I didn't really check it.
Okay. Let's see here. Earlier you were discussing distractions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got cut off by Ernie Hudson.
A Ghostbuster. You always get cut off for that. I'm willing to talk to a Ghostbuster.
Am I right?
Speaking of distractions, you are Instagram living right now, and it's completely distracting everything.
Do your news, bro.
Ugh. Wait, are you looking at you or me?
I don't know.
Okay. Most common distractions when we're driving. This last week, we had an opportunity to go on a road trip, and Dex immediately. It's not often that people want to call the back seat right away, but Dex didn't even give me an opportunity to try.
Whoa.
Because you, sir.
Yes.
Stole the back seat both ways.
Well, I called it.
I mean, I feel like we're in our 30s and calling the back seat is...
Yeah, nobody calls shotgun anymore.
Children.
They call back seat.
Yeah, so Dex called back seat so he could lounge and watch his Netflix and sleep. And speaking of which, you left your pillow in the hotel in Las Cruces.
Yeah, my wife is really upset with me.
Yeah! Okay, Leslie? No, I won't do that.
No, go ahead. That's cool.
Okay, we were still in Las Cruces at the gas station.
Okay, why do you gotta do that?
You just said it's cool. Well, go ahead.
I didn't know what you were going to say. We were outside of Las Cruces, and I wasn't going to make you guys turn around.
We were still in the city limits.
Gosh, I'm going to dump you. Stop it.
Of Las Cruces.
Why you got to throw me in the
and
bus
you said,
like that?
I got like 9 more pillows on my bed. I don't need it. And we said, dude, we can go to the hotel right now. We're still in the city.
Yeah, apparently the pillow cushion or the pillow case.
Yeah, the black one.
Is the only one that we have. Well, we have two, and that was the second one for the bed. So now it doesn't.
The Black Panther?
What? The Black. Why you gotta throw me under the bus like that? Yeah,
like
I have a Black Panther on my bed.
Weird
it's cool, man.
Panther suede pillow.
Yeah, they're Ed Hardy. What? Nothing wrong with that. What?
Guys, I wish I were making stuff up right now. It was the gaudiest.
You're such a
jerk.
It
was like sequined, and it was like...
It was Ed Hardy.
Okay.
They're very comfortable, and my wife's very upset with me. I got it as a wedding gift.
Listen, Leslie, we'll get you some more. I'm sure there's 1,000 of them at Goodwill because they're from the 70s.
Okay.
They're suede. It was like you could have taken off that pillowcase and put a frame around it, right. And it would have been something in my grandparents' house from back in the day, circa 1985.
That's enough out of you, Steve.
All right. Ah, yes, the most common distractions while we're driving. Please get over to Star88's Instagram, Star88FM, because I posted a video of Dexter being asleep, and we had to distract him in some way. But I'm about to tell you something. Distractions while you drive. If you're driving, I need you to pay attention to the road. But what's crazy is you're probably being distracted right now by the fact that Dex said he was Instagram living while you're driving. So there's irony to this whole bit.
That's right.
A new survey found the most common distractions for people when they're driving. And what do you think number one is?
I would say eating.
I'm going to start with four and not give you number one.
Oh.
Because number four is texting.
Yeah, that's
actually
bad.
Fourth. I was really shocked that that was fourth. I thought that was going to be number one. Texting and driving came in fourth. Number three, guys, adjusting the radio. That came in as number three. So here's the good news. We're helping with that. They never have to adjust their radio during the morning invasion.
What do you mean?
Well, because we're hilarious. And you want to stay with us the whole time. You don't want to flip around.
That's true.
What are you going to do? Listen to Baxter?
Okay.
Am I right? What an idiot. Not Baxter, you. If you switch over to him. I actually love Tomas. He's pretty great.
I love him too.
Yeah, I mean, I said it and it came out and I was like, wait, I'm not calling him an idiot. I love him. I'm calling you an idiot.
Me?
No, you. It's like the collective you that turns away from us.
We're losing Instagram viewers. Oh, okay. Stop.
Number two, phone calls. Then the second most distracting thing when we're driving. See, mine's like dialed into my car now. So like I just hear it
fancy car
around me. So I don't have to do anything. I can answer it like on my steering wheel.
I know what I'm going to get you as a gift.
What?
Some Ed Hardy seat covers.
Ugh.
They would look so good in that.
Go really great with my white spy sunglasses.
Yes.
Yeah. I still have those just in case I ever want to go as that guy for Halloween. I have a tap out shirt
Sweet.
That I won. I think I won it from your station.
You did.
Yeah.
It's probably one of our like fight nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll hook you up with that.
At the old bar.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Brock Lesnar was fighting. I got a tap out hat and t-shirt. And I was like, why? Yeah.
And you got this temporary tattoo sword that you could put on your chest. It's so awesome.
Brody's been sporting temporary tattoos for the last like couple weeks.
Yeah.
He loves them. And so like he'll wash everything and then keep his arm in the air.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want it to go away.
I remember being like that.
It's okay, bud. Like we'll get you more, man. Clean that arm. Number one, the most distracting thing when we are driving, 45% of people said eating or drinking. You were right.
Yeah, eating seems to be a problem in my car.
We don't eat in my car. I was so excited on Sunday. I was trekking around with the Jeter boys. We had like daddy day. And Brody climbed in the car and he said, Daddy, your car still smells new. And I said, that's because I take care of it, buddy.
You still have new car smell?
I do. All these months later. And you know why? Because nobody eats or drinks anything in my car. We were leaving Little League and or club ball on Sunday, and the boys were just like dirt and stuff. And I said, cool, man. Good job, Chrissy. You just got kid driving around duty until they're clean.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not even joking. And she was like, really? I'm like, yeah, dude. They have like dirt on them. That's gross.
Don't call your wife dude.
Okay.
That's disrespectful.
Speaking of dude, one of the dudes that allowed me this word dude, Michelangelo, the Ninja Turtle, and the one, the only, Bart Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
I saw this over the weekend, and I lost my mind. Nancy Cartwright, she's the voice of Bart Simpson, was walking out of a grocery store, and there was a kid selling some candy bars, and their interaction is amazing.
What prize do you get?
If I sell seven boxes, I'm going to get some. I'm going to lend them. Bring a friend, so I'm going to bring my brother.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to sell seven boxes of these.
This is my sixth box.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Dude! Okay, so let me guess. You're like 14?
13.
13 years old. So you're in 7th grade?
8th grade.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Wow, that is so wrong. I'm 10. I'm 10, and I go to Springfield Elementary. I'm Bart Simpson. Put her there, man.
That's a really good impression.
That's a really good impression.
Is it pretty good?
It's pretty good.
Do you know the guy that does it?
I don't.
Do you know who the voice is on that show?
No, not really.
I'll shake my hand.
Oh, my gosh. The kid just lights up.
Loses his mind, realizing.
You are so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
What's happening, man? High five, dude.
Damn. Dude, $2 it is so weird.
Yeah, she ends up buying a bunch of candy from the kid and
makes his day.
Yeah, it's funny because I've never seen what she looks
like.
I knew that Bart was a girl, but I had no idea what that's what she looked like.
When I was a kid, it was like, that's what I'm going to do someday. Voice actor. I want to be like Nancy Cartwright. I seriously, she's phenomenal. And it was incredible to see her immediately just go, whoop. Like she didn't, she's just right into Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah. When we talked to, what's the guy who does SpongeBob? I can't remember his name, but we had him on the air one time.
Oh, Satan.
No.
Yeah. You interviewed Lucifer.
No. He would bust in to do his SpongeBob every now and then, but he had to be very careful because he didn't own the rights to his voice.
What?
So he couldn't just
say anything.
If somebody, let's say, wanted him to come to a party, a birthday party as SpongeBob, he couldn't do that.
Right.
He could get in trouble. He could get sued by the Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon, whatever it's on.
I wonder if you have to put that in contracts? Like, how does that work?
Because
I know Chris Pratt, who plays Star-Lord in the Guardians of the Galaxy, wrote it in. Like, he wanted his Star-Lord costume so that when he wasn't filming, he could surprise kids at children's
hospitals. See, I think that's different as long as you're not making money off of it.
Okay. Chris Evans has one of his Captain America costumes for the same reason.
Yeah.
They go visit children's hospitals. I'm like, you guys are my heroes!
Yeah, but if they're charging, the hospital money to...
That's true.
That's when they get in trouble.
That's true. All right. Moving right along. This is weird. Unless you're a diehard fan of Friends. I actually am. And I actually didn't know this. Vince Vaughn was originally in the running to play Joey before they cast Matt LeBlanc.
How does that make you feel?
I'm so glad it was Matt LeBlanc.
But Vince Vaughn is pretty cool.
No, if anything, I see if Vince Vaughn is more of a Chandler. Like, he's not a Joey. Joey had that, stocky...
Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc nailed that. Matthew Vaughn to me would be more of a Chandler type character.
That's true.
Just snarky and
Yeah.
No. I guess Vince Vaughn was very interested, but he was rejected by the casting director. At the time, he was pretty much a no-name actor. He had just come off a small role in the movie Rudy.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was one of the football players.
Yeah. He hadn't done much, man. Friends was casting in 1993, and it wasn't until 1996 he had a breakthrough role in Swingers. He co-starred in that movie with Jon Favreau, who was also in Rudy. Jon auditioned for Friends as well. He was being considered for Chandler, but they ended up going with Matthew Perry, and that is the weirdest thing in the world to me. They got those opposite, because Jon Favreau I could see as more of a Joey-type character.
Yeah, I can see that.
The connections don't end there, though, of course. Vince Vaughn also dated Jennifer Aniston for a while back in 2006. That was around the time they were doing the movie The Breakup, which had the worst, dumbest ending ever, ever. Hated that movie. All time ever hated that movie. Hated it! Do you remember that movie?
No.
Ugh.
Chick flicks, man.
Well, it's like this whole movie where they were in this just toxic, almost relationship. They loved each other. They finally were like, I'm done! And then I just remember the end, they running into each other at a grocery store, and it was amicable. It was good to see you. We were in this crazy, gnarly relationship together, and now we're just going to run into each other in the grocery store and have really awful conversations that are just surfacey and gross.
Please stop it.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to watch it.
It's too close to home.
Okay.
By the way, moving on, your boss will judge you if your desk is too messy. Did you know this?
Yeah, especially our boss.
But did you know this? Or too clean.
Really?
Yeah, this is real. A new survey found 54% of bosses say it's a red flag when one of their employees' desks is too messy. But on the flip side, bosses also say they're suspicious. I can't get my words today. Sorry.
They're suspicious.
Suspicious. Of an employee whose desk is too clean. I don't know. They didn't get into the reasons why, but we're thinking it's probably something to do with a clean desk. Makes it seem like your workload is too light, or maybe you have too much time, so you're constantly straightening up, or maybe you're just not actually at your desk ever.
Yeah, or you know, there's people that have these weird conditions, like OCD. Our boss, Daniel, is one of them.
Yeah.
Man, that guy.
Clean. Clean freak. Ugh.
You try to put anything in the studio and it'll be gone the next day.
Yep.
Super weird.
Well, since a messy desk is linked to creativity, having a clean one could show that you're too uptight and uncreative, according to bosses.
Hmm.
Survey also found 15% of bosses have had an employee hang up something inappropriate in their cubicle.
Weird.
Well, he did make you take down that poster.
Yeah, you're right. I bet you in that survey that he would have said that.
Well, yeah. As a boss, I had to take something down.
Well, you shouldn't have hung a Tyra Banks poster
in
the office.
Oh, my gosh.
Very inappropriate at the workplace, especially here.
Guys, it was a Simpsons poster.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, you know what, jerk? I hung up a Simpsons poster.
Uh-huh.
But it was like all these different things that like Homer and Bart had done. It was just from like it was the 200th episode poster that I got from Fox. Ugh.
Well.
And it was like these just great moments, but one of them was Bart, dropping his drawers.
Yeah, when Teo left, it was the next day Teo's office was completely gutted.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Thanks, man. Tyra Banks, huh? Of all the people, why would you say Tyra?
Well,
do you have a thing for Tyra Banks?
Well,
I might have had a few of those posters growing up. I don't know.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what's weird? Somebody just reminded me that Jon Favreau dated Monica in a few episodes. That's right. He was billionaire. You remember that?
Yeah.
He was in it. Author of Eat, Pray, Love says there are three kinds of women in the world. I don't know if we should talk about this. We're talking about like girls versus women clip from an old interview Oprah did with the author of Eat, Pray, Love is making the rounds online again. She says there are three types of women. Women who should be moms, women who should be aunts, and women who should never be around children. Here's the clip.
I'm not a mother. I don't have children.
That was your choice.
That was my choice. And it's a choice all the time. And they're always a little hesitant to ask me because they feel like it's invasive. And I'm like, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Because I think we all should talk about this. And the determination that I've come to is that there are three kinds of women in the world. There are women who are born to be mothers. There are women who are born to be aunties. And there are women who should not be allowed within 10 feet of a child. And it is very important that you figure out which one of those camps you belong in. Because tragedy and sorrow results from ending up in the wrong category. And it is, of course, a terrible tragedy.
Wow, what a powerful thing to say. And I'm in the auntie camp.
Me too. I call it the auntie brigade. I wrote a whole chapter about this in my book, Committed, because the assumption is that if you don't have children, you hate children. You know, the auntie camp loves children.
Is that the assumption?
I think it kind of is.
You watch too much Oprah.
Isn't that... That should offend women, right? Because if you're just saying there's three types of women, women who should be moms, women who should be aunts, and women who should never be around children. What about women in the workforce?
Wait, what?
What about women?
No, but they're not talking about that. You can still be a mom and be in the workforce.
No, what? Not according to that.
Get out of my life. You're turning into something that is not.
No, I'm not.
I kind of agree with her. Because I know some moms that, man, but, you know, I could get into a lot of trouble. Stop talking.
You probably should.
Stop talking right now.
I
said kinda. I didn't say I agreed with her. I said a kinda. There's a point.
To put women in three categories like that is ridiculous.
She's specifically talking about parenting skills.
Nah.
Parenting.
She said three kinds of women.
Okay.
She didn't say three kinds of moms.
That's true.
Very offended right now.
Okay.
It's for you ladies.
No, man, that's good. I wish I had heard that a few years ago. I'm definitely in the uncle camp.
Oh, man.
I had like a full day with the boys yesterday, man. Mm. Went to the park. Kicked it, man. I built some Legos with Brody, who had some very serious rules for building Legos. I have audio. Maybe I'll play that audio coming up.
I'll find it here on Facebook.
Oh, okay. We were building Legos yesterday, me and the old four-year-old. And Jack and Luke, they were busy wrecking each other on some app, playing a video game, of course. And Brody was getting so frustrated because he was trying to read the instructions and... Jack and Luke
would not stop yelling because they were just like, oh, and bleh, and now I'm dropping my wizard, and bleh. And Brody finally had had enough.
Guys, when we're building something, you need to stop talking. Okay? Guys, okay. Did you hear me?
Yep.
As we need to build something, and we follow the instructions, and you guys keep talking, we'll just have to start over and build them.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
What connects to
he remembered he needed the
engine. We need the engines. I mean, we need the gas thing, too.
Okay.
Let's talk about his hair for a second because it is out of control. Chrissy,
okay.
Shave it. Please shave
it. Hey, man, I'm going to punch you.
No, man.
It's a professional
studio. I'm
doing
Brody a favor.
I'm gonna drop kick you.
This hair is ridiculous.
I am going to throw down a hammer fist of doom so loud that WWE star Kane will be terrified in Tennessee, wherever he's at.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I will bring the hammer of pain.
Well, I'm trying to do you a favor, man.
No way. His hair is awesome.
When Brody gets older, there's going to be a lot of resentment.
Whatever. At Steve O'Jeets is my Instagram. I posted it there. You can check it out. He is adorable.
Yeah, that was a
pretty
cute
video.
And
he was serious. It was his first time building them himself.
When we're building something, you need to stop talking.
When we're building something.
You don't sound nearly as cute as him.
Not at all.
I like when he says the instructions. He was trying so hard, and he was looking at him, and he was picking out all the pieces correctly, and we built a really dope Lego set yesterday, me and that four-year-old. And now I'm going to go broke and need to buy stock in Legos because I just found out how much he loves building things, and apparently that's my new life for the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, there you go.
I'm cool with that.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cutie.
Oh, my gosh. We got to go to break. Yeah. Holy cow. Colony House. Lonely. Stardew.
We got to hang out with their dad.
We sure did.
Sort of, but not really. I felt really bad. Our boy, Sam Swan.
Did you
call him boy?
Still?
I haven't yet.
Oh, Sam, I'm sorry.
I tried, man. He's a huge fan, and he gave me a copy of his like autobiography, and I was going to try and get it signed, but he is big time.
Yeah.
SEC don't mess around.
Time, yeah.
I got a video of him talking on stage during the VIP pre-show, but we were in like the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
I was trying, man. I was trying.
Sorry, bro. Whoa! Good morning. 9:06.
High today of 69 degrees. Traffic! Well, it looks like there's an accident on the transition ramp. The right lane is blocked at the end of the northbound I-25 transition, right there at I-40 West to I-25. And that is slowing everything down right now. There's also an accident reported. Ladd Avenue West at 8th Street. So between 8th, 6th, that whole area, that's also jammed up right now. So just stay away from downtown. Nothing good happens downtown. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
You know how people were debating recently about pineapple on pizza?
Yeah.
It seemed like it popped up on our news 3 or 4 different times.
Right.
People debating pineapple on pizza? Come on, that's stupid. Well, it looks like they moved on. And now they're debating orange juice with pulp or no pulp.
Man, we just don't have enough to talk about.
For real. Yeah, it got me thinking, though, because, what do you prefer? Do you prefer pulp in your orange juice or no pulp?
I am going to be weird here and say that I'd prefer no orange juice.
What?
This weekend I had some at our continental breakfast thing that one day at the hotel, and it was really bad and watered down.
Oh, well, yeah, man. It's a complimentary
back in the day,
breakfast.
When I was a kid, maybe I think I liked pulp when I was a kid, and now it just like gets in your teeth, and I'm like,
yeah, I'm not a pulp guy.
I am out. No pulp for me.
Yeah, People are posting passionate opinions on both sides on Twitter right now. The big pro-pulp arguments are that it's more natural and feels less artificial.
Hmm.
The no-pulp people say it makes their orange juice bitter and harder to drink.
See, I like what... There's a place downtown that rocks like freshly squeezed OJ.
Oh, that's the best.
But that's super pulpy. Huh? You just said it's the best.
Not necessarily.
It depends on
the type of squeezer that you have.
No, it does not.
Yes, it
depends
does.
On the squeezer.
Yes, it does.
I think it's pretty pulpy.
But how can you get the pulp in there if you just are squeezing the juice? Squeezing the juice. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, for what it's worth, BuzzFeed ran a survey on pulp versus no pulp a few years ago, and after about 50,000 votes, no pulp was more popular with 53% of people.
You okay, man?
No pulp. No pulp in my OJ, okay?
Okay.
And yes, pineapple on my pizza. And yes, I'll put peanut butter on both sides of the bread. And yes, I will use the same knife to dip in the peanut butter after I've used the jelly. Don't judge me, man.
Okay.
Don't judge me. 585 Live. Are we about ready to get to the soda conversation? Because I really want to get to the soda conversation in the news.
I mean,
did I put that way back in the news?
That maybe.
I might have. I don't think I did.
I mean,
it's right there. Okay. Just keep going. There's a couple more headlines.
Liveline has been blowing up this morning about something that I know nothing about, I just Googled it.
What do you got?
Somebody wanted to know when we're going to talk about justice for Brad's wife.
Yeah, I would really like to know what that's all about.
Yeah, I Googled it.
Did you figure out what it is?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is real. But apparently a dude named Brad gone on Cracker Barrel's corporate Facebook page and said, "Why did you fire my wife?" And the internet went crazy.
Really? This is real?
Yeah. Some dude named Brad has a wife who was fired from Cracker Barrel after 11 years.
Man, we just ate there, too.
I felt bad because I've eaten there twice over the course of the last 5 days. Apparently, there's a boycott going on, and I missed it.
Wow.
Because I have rocked that.
So why did they fire Brad's wife?
Can I just say real quick? We were at the one on like I-40 and what was it? Coors? That where it's at yesterday after church was like, we're gonna hit up the Cracker Barrel like all the Baptists. And we were hanging out, we rocked a lunch, and we walked outside, and there was a dude outside, homeless dude, who was cray cray, who was obviously like on some serious drugs
or just
like seriously
mentally,
no yeah and it was sick. Like a thing where it was like, family, walk this way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, you know, cause I didn't know what, like he started like shouting and being weird, and thankfully like the police were like showing up. So as we're walking away from the situation, I'm like, man, that's a sad situation. And Jack looks at me, my 13-year-old, no joke, looks at me and says, man, I guess he read the sign wrong. And
oh,
I said, what?
Man.
And he said, he probably thought it was crack in a barrel.
Okay. That's what your son said?
13
oh,
years old.
My God.
And I stopped. And I held him and I wept and said, I've never been more proud of you than in this moment. Thank you so much for bringing joy to my life. You truly are a miniature version of myself.
Yeah, but
it was like a serious moment,
man.
Cops are showing up on the scene. There's a crazy dude outside, like yelling things. Come on, man.
I mean,
crack.
It's funny, but
I think
then
he actually said
not.
Crack and barrel. I lost it, man. I lost it.
Thank I you. Don't know, man. That's kind of
faith like
up.
A child. What?
That's kind of messed up.
So I guess this story starts like many. Facebook post, February 27th, 2017. A dude named Bradley Reed Bird posted on Facebook that his wife lost her job at Cracker Barrel, and he wanted his friends to ask the company why. To say that I'm angry would be an understatement. After 11 years, those low lives at Cracker Barrel let my wife go. I would really like to know why. And those of you who know me these days know that I will find out. In the meantime, if any of you would like to know also, please go to their Facebook page and ask them. I would really appreciate it. Their bleep excuses that she wasn't working out. After 11 years not working out, come on! This old boy is storming! You can't even get people to work 40 hours these days, and her average week was 50 to 60.
Wow.
Needless to say, we will be seeking an attorney. If anyone knows a good labor attorney, please let me know. Thank you. I'd better quit now before I go too far, by the way.
Oh, man. You can imagine there's been probably plenty of labor attorneys.
Here's the worst part. I better quit now before I go too far. By the way, the lowlife who fired her was... Boom!
Oh, man!
Tagged Gwen Anderson.
Oh.
Or Alexander, whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, he got more than he bargained for, because in the days since the internet went cray-cray and responded to Cracker Barrel on Facebook in defense of the wife, none posts were safe. Most recently, Cracker Barrel shared an innocent performance by beloved icon Alison Krauss. And someone chimed in and said, I'm sure Brad's wife would have loved to watch the performance, oh, you man. Monsters. Hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
Oh, man.
This is crazy. Somebody just said, quote, the shocking news has reached the UK about the disgusting decision to fire Brad's wife. International relations between your establishment and the people of the UK are at an all-time low. You may want to consider employing her again for the greater good. Hashtag justice for Brad's wife. People are crazy, man.
So when did this happen? Over the weekend?
February 27th, he posted it. So about a month ago.
So, and they still don't know why?
No. And so here's the crazy thing. Cracker Barrel posted a photo of bacon that said, spring surprises coming soon, right? Sweet maple bacon tops our newest dish. Can you guess what it is? And somebody said, sweet maple bacon? More like, sweet mother of mercy, why did you fire Brad's wife?
Oh, man.
11 years, her smile lit up all of Cracker Barrel. Another user is coining the phrase, hashtag, not my country store. On one post, somebody posted on their site, because they posted an Irish favorite, a wee bit southern, and it's corned beef and cabbage. And somebody said, you know what, Irish? Irish, you hadn't fired Brad's wife.
Yeah! Hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
They obviously have not responded to the social media uproar. We don't know the true story of why Brad's wife was fired after 11 years, but needless to say, man, Brad is inspired.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely smart on Cracker Barrel's part to not engage and to kind of just keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah. He did chime back in on Thursday and said, good morning. This is from Brad. I still have not heard from said company, but I would like everyone to remember that some very good people work for them. The people at the Cordeon location are our friends, and they are like family, and are just trying to make a living. So if you want answers, please direct questions to the home office. They're the ones who fired my wife. Thank you all for the continued support. I will keep you informed. Hashtag still waiting. Man.
Man, I just like the millions of people, I'm now really looking forward to hearing what's going to happen.
But I will say this. If you need some hilarious in your life, maybe go to Cracker Barrel's Facebook page, because, oh, man, there are some hilarious
people just blowing it up.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, the best thing you can do is just to just act like nothing's wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're doing. Some are less creative and not funny. Try not to read.
Yeah, I remember when Buck and I got fired, the Edge Facebook page had the same situation going on.
Yeah.
And in a way, I kind of felt bad, because, you know, it's not the people that work it there. It's not their fault, you know?
Here's one. Tried to go to Cracker Barrel for lunch today, but as soon as we got inside, my daughter asked, where's Brad's wife?
Oh my gosh.
She cried herself to sleep tonight. Oh, man. Yeah. Yep.
Well, if you keep us updated on that, it'd be great.
How about this one? Folks, we all love Brad's wife, none more so than I, but please try to keep our emotions out of this one. Instead, I recommend we stick to the sciences of the matter, like the science of math. Cracker Barrel minus Brad's wife equals Waffle House with the fireplace.
Well, easy girl, easy.
Apparently, there's a Brad's wife Facebook page. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm going to go like this Facebook page.
Yeah.
Is it just Brad's wife? Is that what it is? How do I find the Facebook page?
You just got to look it up.
Brad's wife.
Incredible. Shout out to the Starmie members, plural, who chimed in this morning and said, please, can we talk about this? Because I had no idea. Moving on.
There it is. Brad's wife.
Brad's wife. Here's something interesting. I mentioned this dude earlier on. Do you have amazing ring entrance music for this next person that I'm about to talk about? Please say you do. Picture this. You're hanging in an arena, and fire blazes all around you. The Demon Kane enters the building! He is a towering 7'9" villain. He's got his mask on, and he's coming to the ring to deliver a tombstone, maybe a choke slam to drop you into the fiery pits of Mordor.
Oh my gosh.
Except this time he's got a suit on, and he's coming after you, Mr. President. Or maybe just the patrons of Tennessee.
What?
Because he's trading in his mask for a tie!
What?
Yeah. A tie. Woo, scary. No? Okay. Glenn Jacobs, better known as the towering WWE villain Kane, is stepping out of the ring. The wrestling ring, that is. And making a bid for office.
That's wrong.
No, I'm serious. He's filed paperwork naming a campaign treasurer, the first step needed to raise or spend money in an effort to succeed term-limited Knox County Mayor Tim Burchett. That's right. WWE villain Kane is now bidding for mayor in Tennessee.
Stop it.
Tea Party groups urged Jacobs to challenge the U.S. Senate.
No.
Lamar Anderson in the Republican primary, but he ended up deciding against a run. But today, he said no.
What?
I can no longer take this injustice. So he's stepping into the political arena.
Oh, wow.
I'm voting for him. I'm moving to Tennessee.
You're moving to Tennessee?
Just so I can vote for him.
Okay, well, I don't know about that.
I mean, Jerry the King Lawler actually tried this in the 80s. Unsuccessfully, though. He tried to become the mayor of Memphis. And apparently Memphis doesn't love Jerry the King Lawler like they should, because he was not awarded the office of mayor.
That's sad.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Can't win them all, man. How old is he? How old is Kane? Didn't we talk to him last year? We had him on the show?
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
He's really, really kind, actually. In real life, he was...
And wasn't he doing, like, insurance or real estate or something?
Yeah, Tennessee. Whoa, dude. Guess how old Kane is, man.
59.
59?
62.
He's still wrestling in the WWE.
73.
He's 49, man.
That's pretty old.
And in real life, he's actually super awesome. Like you said, we had him on the show last year. Somebody just chimed in and said, Glenn Jacobs is wicked smart. I don't think it's anything to scoff at him running.
Yeah,
I agree, actually. When we talked to him, he was so kind, witty, intelligent, and...
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Yeah, you were. I was stoked.
I wanted him to be all like, hello, guys. I'm Kane, and I'm going to find you, and I'm going to break you in two.
Why would he do that?
Because he's Kane, bro.
Yeah, I know, but we were talking to him like as a normal human. We still welcomed him to the show as Kane, but
yeah,
then
but
we talked to
him. He's a demon from hell.
No, he's not. That's a character he portrays in WWE wrestling.
Yeah, right.
And if anything, he's like Undertaker's brother, and so it's different, okay? And poor dude's got to wear a mask because he's scarred under there, bro.
Wow.
Because when they were kids, the Undertaker started a fire in their house.
None of that's real.
I thought it was. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So there you go.
I hope he wins.
I'm just saying.
Probably a good chance.
Well, moving on. Robert Rodriguez of Planetarian Machete is going on to direct a new film that's an old film. It's a remake of Escape from New York.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Really, yeah? Really, yeah?
Yeah. Who are they getting?
The studio won a bidding war for the rights to reboot it early in 2015. That would be 20th Century Fox. They've decided to remake the John Carpenter cult classic, Escape from New York. Kurt Russell obviously starred as Snake Pilskin. Oh, man. Have you seen that movie in recent years?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
And it's does it hold just up? As cheesy as Terminator.
Okay.
Probably even worse.
Yeah, guys, we can't watch old movies anymore.
Yeah, they're really
We tried
bad.
Watching original Terminator in Las Cruces, and it was like, dude, this was one of my jams, and it's just bad. Have you watched the original Predator?
Yes.
It's
you know what?
So bad. No!
You know?
Don't you say that.
Yeah, I think that one stands up.
What? He throws a knife at somebody, and they stick to the post, and he says, stick around. And I was like, I'm out. I am out.
But Arnold always had those great lines.
But it was so bad.
No way.
When I was a kid, I was like, yeah, stick around. Get it? Because there's a knife stuck in him into the post, so he can't go anywhere.
I used to throw sticks at my brother and go, stick around.
Okay.
And then he'd beat me up.
Well, there's no more news beyond the fact that Robert Rodriguez is going to direct it. So we don't know who's going to star as Snake. Okay.
Who should star as Snake?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Who would you get? I'm trying to think. Probably Chris Pratt. I mean, he's kind of the guy.
He'd be too comical. Snake Pilskin was very serious.
Yeah, but I almost...
And he had an eye patch.
I almost think that...
Adam Sandler. Perfect.
Okay, yeah. Adam Sandler.
What do you need? You need like a tough Western type guy?
Yeah.
Can I move on, please?
No, I think we should really think about this before you move on.
I really don't want to, because I don't care. Oh, I don't care. Moving on?
Yeah.
Cool. Some guy was dancing outside St. James Palace in London recently, and a guard in one of those big fuzzy crazy hats started yelling at him to knock it off. The video is going viral right now because the guard has this crazy Scottish accent that's nearly impossible to understand. Plus, he used a bunch of Scottish slang, but he is trying to tell the dude to leave and that he saw him doing the same thing the day before. So, yeah.
Oh! Get yourself away! You can't be done if you're done there, no?
What?
Do it, man!
Is it weird that I understood all of that?
You did?
Yes. I mean, granted, I've seen Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and just about everything else Jason Statham's ever been in. You really didn't understand that?
No, I didn't.
Do you want me to translate it?
Yes.
I'm being totally serious.
Okay.
Go.
Oh!
Halt!
Get yourself away!
Get yourself away.
You came and you done this yesterday.
You came and you done this yesterday. I know. Turn the camera off.
Wow, that was good, man. You nailed that.
You really didn't understand that?
No, I didn't understand that. Give me a break. No way. Dude, the video's hilarious because the tourists, as soon as that guard started going off, they quickly got out of there.
Well, yeah.
Because you see those guards, they don't move. I mean, you can go up to them and basically get right in front of their faces and they won't move.
But he moved.
Yeah.
Like Jagger. Somebody said Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel to play Snake.
He doesn't have any hair, bro.
It's got to be Keanu Reeves with that eye patch.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the beard.
Okay. Okay. I'm down with that.
Whoa. I've got to escape from New York.
The name's Snake.
Snake John Wick.
Yeah.
He's already basically that. We can't do that. All right. What is the best soda of all time? Well, we'll tell you right after this break.
Oh, you totally Ryan Seacrested me. People still say that?
I don't think so. Best soda of all time. About 185,000 people took an online poll. And who is number one?
Well, earlier this morning you said Coke.
I just think it's got to be. They're everywhere.
Okay.
I'll tell you if that's correct or not.
585 Live. You can text in or call us at 338-3700. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the story about Brent's wife? She was fired from the crack of barrel, and nobody knows why. Tell us why, tell us why you fired Brad's wife. Tell us why, tell us why you ruined her life.
I love your biscuits and your chicken fried steaks. Please tell me why.
I had both of those over the weekend. Sorry, Brad's wife.
Could you fire Brad's wife?
Man, that was a beautiful song. Gosh, guys. They got to figure this out.
Okay.
This whole firing of Brad's wife is just blowing up the internet. People want to know. Even the Chick-fil-A in Amarillo, they put up a sign. Guess what the sign said? Now hiring Brad's wife. Wow. I feel like she's going to be okay. Good morning, Starmie. 9:36.
I had a day of 69 degrees.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you should just hit the internet and just type in Brad's wife on Facebook. She was fired from Cracker Barrel. People are upset. 11 years that girl put in at the Cracker Barrel. Only to get fired. Why, you ask? We don't know. Neither does Brad's husband. 9:36.
I already said hi to Dave. 69 degrees.
Traffic! Sorry, I was just so...
Well, no accidents to report. Normal construction. But if you're a regular commuter, you probably know where it's at. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Before the break, you were going to talk to us about the best soda of all time. Ever.
I mean,
ever.
Yeah. I got a list of the top 10.
Talk to me.
There's an online poll. People took to it. And, wow. I'm going to go down a little bit because my jam is ranked 26th.
Really?
And it's what I would have voted for. Because when I was a kid, RC Cola.
Ooh, RC Cola?
Yeah, you remember RC Cola?
Oh, yeah.
That was my jam. I don't really drink soft drinks anymore, like at all.
Yeah.
Blech. Rather just have water.
Did you ever have Jolt?
No, didn't really have any, like Surge or any of those that were like, this is going to kill you. I mean, caffeinate you. Let's see, Diet Dr. Pepper
is the sweet one.
Okay.
That's all the way down at 36th. Mellow Yellow was 27th.
I love Mellow Yellow.
Mountain Dew Code Red. That made it into the top 20. Eked in at number 19. Barks Root Beer came in 11th.
Gotta love some Barks.
And now I have a list. According to the universe, or maybe just America, the top 10 sodas. People always want to know what's better, Pepsi or Coke? Well, I'll tell you right now. Coming in at number 10, Pepsi. Pepsi came in 10th, which is a little interesting to me because
really?
They're one of the, like, you know, to me it's like Coke or Pepsi. Those are the two big brands.
Yeah.
But according to this survey, Pepsi's 10, yo.
That's crazy to me. I thought they would be first or second.
There's allegedly 9 other sodas better than Pepsi.
Come on.
Including number 9, which is my hot spot every single time I'm on an airplane. I look at the lady and I say, do you got any Canada Dry ginger ale, girl? Because I'll take all of it.
All right.
You don't like Canada Dry ginger ale?
Yeah, when I'm sick.
Gotta be specifically Canada Dry.
When I'm sick.
If they go, oh, yeah, boy, we got Seagram's. I say, get that out of my face! Seagram's? Go away! Seagram's? What is this, Southwest?
Wow.
Number 8, Cherry Coke.
Ooh, I love me some Cherry Coke.
That's, yeah.
Spicy.
Okay. Cherry Pepsi, on the flip side, came in 31st on the list.
31st?
Yeah.
Man, Pepsi, what is up?
I don't know, man. Well, here's something weird. Orange Crush came in 7th, and I'd be interested to know where Sunkist came in, because I was always more of a fan of Sunkist.
You know what? Good call.
I loved me some Sunkist. I was never a fan of Crush of any kind, like Grape Crush, Orange Crush, Strawberry Crush, High School Crush.
Was Sunkist, was that a Pepsi?
I don't know.
Product?
I don't know.
Orange Crush is Coke?
I feel like that's opposite. I wanted to say that Coke actually does Sunkist.
Yeah.
That was more my jam. And then you've got the others. 7-Up came in number 6. 7-Up.
Again, I only drink that when I'm sick.
What about Sprite? Is that a sick drink?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about Sprite coming up. Number five, A&W root beer. That was the number one root beer. That was picked for everybody's fave. I was more of a Barks kid. I liked the Silver Bullet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Were you more A&W?
It's a little bit thicker.
Is it a regional thing, maybe?
Yeah, it probably is.
Because it's like Texas here. For some reason, Barks was like what we had.
Yeah, we didn't really have Barks.
You guys had A&W.
Well, where's Mountain Dew? Because that's the Mountain Dew was the redneck drink in Montana.
Good news, my friend. Your drink came in number four.
That's pretty good.
Mountain Dew's number four on the list.
And that's the worst.
You got to think about, like, these are people voting on all of the sodas, what their favorite is. There's like hundreds of different brands this day. Number three was Sprite.
Okay.
And number two and one was contentious. Contentious in my heart, contentious in the world, but I'm proud to say that without reading this article, I nailed it. Because Coca-Cola, hands down, was number one.
Ooh.
Yeah. Number one soda of all time, Coca-Cola.
I have to say, it's so spicy.
Okay.
You take that first drink and it's, so spicy.
Okay, stop it. Number two was Dr. Pepper, by the way, in case you were curious.
I don't know about that.
What?
Nah, not number. Number what?
Number two.
Dr.
The DP,
Pepper?
Man.
Wow.
Heck yeah.
Da-da-da-da.
Okay. Are you going to start singing some Coca-Cola songs? Yeah,
just
they were number one.
Coke.
I feel like anytime you're mentioning it and you're like, man, can I get a Coke? And then really you wanted a root beer, but you said a Coke.
Yeah.
Because that's your jam. They are marketing geniuses.
Yeah, Coca-Cola, they...
out here, everything's called Coke.
They know how to do it, man. I mean, you go anywhere in Mexico, there's Coke branded on every building.
Oh, dude, like in the bottles?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And they have the real sugar. I mean... Real sugar.
I call that Mexicola. Okay.
So spicy.
Can we move on, please? I finally did your story.
Thank you.
I did your story.
Yeah, I thought it would be a lot better, but it wasn't that great. It's kind of annoying.
Oh, weird. Barks is the only root beer that has caffeine. Did you know that? I did not.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Somebody wanted to know where Diet Coke ranked, and I did not.
Guys, diet soda is bad for you. It's just as bad for you as the non-diets.
I'll have to try and go find it. Diet Dr. Pepper was 36, but Diet Coke was not in the top 11. Yeah, I'd have to go.
I cannot even begin to tell you. Like, I've been off of sodas for a while, and this little trip we took down to Las Cruces.
Yeah.
I treated myself to some Coca-Colas, and holy cow, the difference that I felt. I mean, it just knocked me down.
Yeah.
I mean, instantly, it wasn't instant, but it was shortly after I had a Coke where I just felt tired and just felt unmotivated. Coke is just soda in general is so bad for you guys. I'm telling you, you want to lose a bunch of weight, just stop. Drinking sodas.
Yeah. No,
and
for real.
Diet soda is just as bad.
Sunkist was 12th. I found the list.
Did you?
Yeah. Mexican Coca-Cola was on its own at 16th. Coke Vanilla was 18th. You got Mug Root Beer down here. Diet Coke came in 23rd.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see what's last on the list. I bet you it's something we've never even heard of. Wow. There are pages. Number 99th on the list.
That's crazy.
Was a Coke called Lilt. L-I-L-T.
Huh. Never heard of Lilt.
Jones Soda Green Apple came in 97th. Ugh. Yeah, no, that's... Vanilla Dr. Pepper all the way down to 95th. 94th was Cherry Vanilla Dr. Pepper. Dang, dude, they really voted. Jolt Cola was 84th. They voted on all of these. So people could chime in with whatever they wanted to. Coca-Cola with lime.
Ugh, get that lime out of my Coke.
72nd.
Crystal Pepsi? Remember Crystal Pepsi last year?
Yeah. That is 62 on the list. Somebody wanted to know where Squirt ranked. Remember Squirt?
I love Squirt. That is refreshing.
Well, see, you said that, and now I'm going to have to go and try and find it because its competitor Fresca was 43.
I bet it's in the top 20.
Surge was 32.
Squirt is so refreshing.
Squirt is 21.
That mate, when you drink a Squirt, it just, you can feel it just go
gross,
right
dude.
Down.
Squirt came in just below Crush Grape and Mountain Dew Code Red, if that tells you anything about how, quote, good it is.
Man.
Just above Mr. Pibb, which came in 22nd.
That's crazy.
I actually was a fan of Mr. Pibb. I'm going to say that and just get controversial.
I don't know. I don't know about that, man.
Yeah. Somebody said I used to be addicted to Diet Coke. Been off it for 2 decades. Nasty stuff there.
Yeah. It has aspartame in it. Yeah. That stuff's not good for you. It's bad for your teeth. It's just serious. Get rid of the soda. It's going to make such a difference, especially energy drinks. Man, I used to drink those.
When you first started here, man, every morning it was like cracking those open at 4 o'clock. And I'm like, gross, dude.
The minute I got off those things,
die.
Oh my gosh, I felt so much better.
Yeah.
Stop drinking that stuff.
Yeah.
It's bad for you.
You can't blame anyone but yourself or Bigfoot.
Okay.
No, you can blame Bigfoot for things. Just ask this woman, 50-year-old woman from Tinsed, Idaho, crashed her car into a deer on Wednesday. When the cops got there, she told them what happened. Exactly what happened. Apparently, she was driving. She saw Bigfoot chasing some deer on the side of the road. And when she looked in her rearview mirror to watch him, she took her eyes off the road and hit another deer. Sadly, the only description the woman could give was that Bigfoot was about 7 or 8 feet tall. And shockingly, the cops weren't able to track him down.
Yeah, well, of course, she did see a squatch. Okay. They're about that tall, and
did you
know
just
what?
Call them a squatch.
They can. They once you see them, they're gone, man. You can't track those things.
Good news is she wasn't hurt in the crash. The deer, not so much. I mean, either deer really—the one she hit or the one Bigfoot was stalking. So no word on whether or not either of them made it out alive. The deers. Would Bigfoot eat a deer? What if they were just playing tag or something?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if squatches have access to the fourth dimension?
What?
No?
No, dude. It's so funny to me. The live line is still blowing up. Mellow Yellow came in 27th, my friend. People just want to know where their favorite drink ranked on this list. 99 different sodas. 99.
Gonna give you a Mellow Yellow. Is that how it went?
Yeah. Moving on, a construction worker jumped on a criminal's car and wouldn't let go. This is cool. A guy in a red car stole a $1,200 power saw from a construction site in Dallas last week. So a bunch of construction workers started chasing him, including one who actually jumped onto the hood, and there's security footage of it. The guy floored it in reverse, then he came flying past the camera again with the guy still on the hood. And another construction worker rammed him with his truck. He still got away. But the cops are looking for him. The guy who jumped on his hood is totally okay, which is awesome. Good job, construction worker. If you'd like to try and find it, it's constructionworkerscatchthief.waitforit.
Yeah, I don't know if that was smart to jump on their hood of the car like that. That's not too smart.
Well, no. This isn't the A-Team. Maybe the Fall Guy. Do you remember the Fall Guy?
Fall Guy?
What?
The Fall Guy! Refresh my memory.
I can't, because I don't remember it.
The fuck? Sorry,
it was
man.
About a dude that took the fall. I don't remember.
The Fall Guy?
Yeah, I just remember it being on television around the time of the A-Team.
Really?
The Fall Guy. It was the guy that was the $6 million man, but this time he was the Fall Guy.
That's not real.
He just, his favorite season was fall. And he,
the Fall Guy, there it is.
Jumped on the hood of cars. And,
you watch that?
I do kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fire up. I've never been with
it's the Fall Guy, and this is the name of the show. I'm gonna fight some bad guys because I'm a bounty hunter.
I never watched this.
And I'm also a stuntman, so I'm called the Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
Yeah, okay.
It was about a Hollywood stuntman who moonlighted as a bounty hunter. It sounds like your cup of tea, man.
Yeah, I would have totally watched that back in the day.
He used his physical skills and knowledge of stunt effects, especially stunts involving cars or his large GMC pickup truck, of course, to capture fugitives and criminals.
He was accompanied by his cousin and stuntman in training, Howie Munson.
Wow.
He frequently called him Kid, and occasionally by fellow stunt performer Jody Banks.
All right. That sounds fun.
Come on, he was a stuntman and he moonlit as a bounty hunter. Are you kidding me?
Maybe they should remake that.
I mean, that sounds kind of cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, MacGyver worked out so well.
It was known for its frequent cameos by Hollywood celebrities and the occasional in-joke referring to Major's previous starring roles in The $6 Million Man.
Stop it.
I'm serious. It was Lee Majors. He played Colt Seavers.
Oh, that's a pretty cool name. Colt Seavers.
Colt Seavers. The Fall Guy. Actually, in 2010, the Los Angeles Times reported that a film based on the series was in development. Martin Campbell was in talks to direct it. Yeah. Dwayne Johnson was in negotiations to play the title role, and McGee was in talks to direct it in September of 2013. Still waiting on that one, guys.
No way! Yes,
yeah. I'm happy that the live line's chiming in like, dude, Lee Majors. He was a stuntman.
Next.
The Fall Guy.
Next.
Fine. A guy with the last name Grab Her is banned from putting it on a license plate.
Ooh, tell me about this. What is this? He's got the license plate Grabber?
Well, unfortunately, during the election, there was a lot of that conversation going around, not in a good way. And obviously, the awful connotation of grabbing someone is bad news in a different way for a guy. Well, in Nova Scotia, Canada, there's a dude named Lorne Grabber. Grabber. How do you say that?
I think you say Grabber.
Grabher. His last name is spelled G-R-A-B-H-E-R.
Grabber.
He's had a personalized license plate with his last name on it since 1991. But in December, he got a letter from the Registry of Motor Vehicles telling him it was being canceled because, quote, people could misinterpret it as a socially unacceptable slogan. He is currently fighting to try and keep the license plate.
Wow.
This is real life. We actually have a clip from Lorne.
Well, I'm the only one in Eastern Canada. I originally had it done for my father back in 1991 for his birthday. And it was to have her name put on something and be proud of it. Where does the province of Nova Scotia and this government have a person with that kind of power to discriminate against my name? Mm. My father was a very proud man, and he always instilled in us that that we should be very proud of her name.
Wow, he's broken up over
it. I'm sorry. No. He's a sweet man.
Excuse me, and this hurts.
You know,
no.
When
no.
I hear stuff like this, when I hear people making such a big deal out of something like this, I get really upset.
Yep.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yep.
Like, the guy is broken over this.
He's had this license plate since 1991.
So what? You had a good run.
What? Wait. What?
Yeah, you had a good run. So you were able to have that horrible license plate.
That's his last name, jerk.
But it, you know what? It stinks that you have the last name Grabber. I'm sorry. You know, it stinks. But you can't put Grabber on a license plate.
He's had it on a license plate since 1991.
Like I said, he had a good run. You know, they should have taken that thing off there sooner.
Okay.
It's inappropriate, man.
It's Nova Scotia, Canada.
I don't know.
I think he should be able to keep the license plate.
Well, you would.
It's his last name. He's had it for 16 years.
Put your first name on there, man. Lorne?
No, he was doing it to honor his father. Did you hear that when he was crying?
There's other things you can do to honor your father besides your license plate, Grabber.
Okay. His last name is Grabber.
Yeah, well, you can't put that on a license plate.
Well, he could for a long time.
I wish we weren't on radio right now, because then I have a lot of things that I would want to put on my license plate.
Really?
Sure.
I actually wanted to get a Mazdarth after I got my black Mazda.
Well, you could do that. That's not inappropriate.
Mazdarth. But it doesn't fit. I'm one letter too much. So it'd have to be like... Mazdarth.
like M-Z-D-A-R-T-H. Yeah. Mazdarth. Or Mazdarth, D-R-T-H.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of one of those A's. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I have a family member that their last name is Kicker. That's no joke. Kicker. And what if you put that on a license plate?
Kick her or yeah, kicker?
Kick her. It's K-I.
You're such a liar.
What?
Go ahead, spell it.
I'm serious.
Go ahead, man. Spell their last name.
It's K-I-Q-U-E-R. Kicker.
Okay, but they could put that on.
Yeah, but when you sound it out, it's kicker.
Yeah, but it's totally different. His last name is Grabber. But it's spelt grab her. Man, Trump's ruining everything. By the way, my mouth was just a touch off. He's had that since 91, not 01. He's had that for 26 years.
Time to move on, man.
No!
Yeah.
I'm moving on from the show.
No, man.
I think he should be able to keep the license plate.
The guy was crying over it. That's ridiculous.
He's been honoring his dad for 26 years with this license plate. What's he going to do now? Get the date of his dad's death as the plate numbers.
There you go.
No, dude. That's awful. That would just be a reminder. This is an honor.
This is ridiculous. I can't grab her. No, it's grab her. It's not Gruber.
Lorne Gruber.
Oh, look at the time, man. We are out of time already.
Fine.
Tell you what.
Fine.
It's been a great show today.
I'm going to go to the DMV and protest in Nova Scotia.
Beautiful up there.
I think he should have that license plate. He's a sad old man. Has the gray hair and he's crying. I just want to cry with him.
Guys, we had Ernie Hudson on the show this morning.
Yeah.
From Ghostbusters. APB on tonight, Fox. Watch it so it doesn't get canceled. Ernie needs work.
I mean...
What else did we talk about? We talked about this new hotline that you can call if you are having a hard time sleeping. They have random sounds to help you fall asleep. We talked about the girl, what was her name? Maim Balik? Yeah. Maim Balik. She posted a video last week talking about how we shouldn't refer to adult women as girls. We discussed.
Because, girl, you'll be a woman soon. Bam, 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 bam. My girl.
Alexa, play me some Temptations.
Shuffling songs by Temptations.
Mm. Is she going to do it?
You know my jam, girl. Come on.
Oh, Papa was a Rolling Stone.
That's right, girl.
It's perfect because we're about to roll our way out of studio.
We out of here. Whack, 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 whack. See you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.